Blog Talk Radio.
You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run on muck. This is what he does.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Indeed, my brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. Indeed. How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Welcome in. Welcome in. Welcome in to another broadcast right here of Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house. Most definitely up in this house with you tonight, right here on September the 29th, man, of 2023. We are truly delighted to be in the house with y'all one more time. We'll have another thought-provoking conversation for you right here tonight on Culture Freedom Radio. All right, I'm just trying to make sure all my sounds are working clear because sometimes I have problems. But let's go ahead. Let's do it right here.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
All right, it seemed like my mic is working pretty good. All right, tonight, brothers and sisters, we want to just thank you. I'd like to say one more time, thank y'all for tuning in again. Right here, Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely in this house right here, live and direct from Blog Talk Radio. And also, that's supposed to be going live again right here on, I guess I can't do that one. Let me see, it's supposed to be going live on TalkShoe. Let me go ahead and hit that one. I forgot to hit that one. But yes, sir, we always thank you for tuning in, brothers and sisters. And before we get started, we want to just tell you about the social media outlets. You can still link up with us. You want to find us. Only social media for Culture Freedom that we actually on. Well, two of them, actually. I forget. Instagram, which I post some things on Instagram. Not really that much. But Instagram and on what used to be called Twitter. I don't know what the hell it was called now, but Twitter. You can find us right there still at Twitter at Culture Freedom Radio Network. Right there on Twitter and on Instagram. Yes, sir, indeed. Most definitely we in the house on those two things. But tonight, topic of conversation we have for you, brothers and sisters, man, a good one tonight. Have you found your sense of purpose? Have you found your sense of purpose? Interesting topic of conversation tonight. So we got this one right here. We go kind of go into the description a little bit. Having a sense of purpose give us a clear reason for what we want to do. This is the this can be a goal in life that can make us to study, work, or train well. People with a sense of purpose work hard because of the true interest in their goal, rather than because they have to. Y'all know what? Have you found your sense of purpose, or do you realize you have a sense of purpose? We're going to get into this tonight, brothers and sisters, right here on the Culture Freedom Radio Network. But before we say that, since we talk about a sense of purpose, you know I got an intro in a song that goes right along with this sense of purpose. And tonight, this show is always hosted by your brothers, man. That is Brother Alpha Male. Yes, sir, the Brother Alpha Male, the Elder Alpha Male. We got our brother Moray, Rabbi David Israel in the house, and I am Moray, or Aria Israel, also known to you as Brother Sunray 9. Let's talk about it tonight right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, brothers and sisters. Sense of purpose. All right, let's get it. Let's get it, brothers and sisters. Y'all, have you found your sense of purpose in your, I should have said in your life. I said for your life. Hell, either way, for your life, in your life. Have you found your sense of purpose? Let's get these brothers in this house right fast, brothers and sisters, and let them intro themselves in and give y'all them their greetings, and we're going to roll. Peace to both of my brothers out there, my good brothers, my elders. How y'all doing out there, brothers? Both of y'all mics are open. How y'all doing on this magnificent Friday night?
Doing well. Shalom, brother. Shalom.
Yes, sir. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom. This Moray, Rabbi David Israel from Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. I so do thank y'all for tonight. Like I said, everything is going to be all right tonight. We're going to bring out some stuff. I'm going to bring out some stuff. And like I said, man, you know, the sense of purpose. Glad you played Third World. That's my jam.
Yes, sir.
That's my jam. My mama loved Third World. She loved it. That was one of her favorite groups growing up. That still pulse. So, you know. Like I said, that's a number one hit for her. but like I said, give all praise to the Yah Elohim Yahweh. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, Motzi lekam min haaretz. Shabbat shalom for everybody. Shabbat shalom. Yeah, lion's about to roar. I'm gonna let you know. Brother Alpha Male, man, I love to hear your voice, brother, man. I told Moray, I said, we got to get that brother on. Got to get that brother on, man. And look, you're a real man like me, you know, and we need real men out here. Like Alexander O'Neal said, all true men, you know. Hell. <Yeah. laughs>
Amen. Amen to that.
Shit. Hell, we be walking around like Ping Rhames and Baby Boy. You know, Jody walking around her bullshit, and we try to teach Jody something, you know?
Man.
Jody just don't understand.
Man.
But, yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm honored to be here myself,
brother.
We,
yes, sir.
We all got something to learn from each other.
No, yes, sir. Yes, indeed. I mean, I don't know. You kind of sound a little muffled, a little bit.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, just a little bit. I can hear you clear though, but it's kind of almost sound muffled.
Okay. Let me try to change up a couple things.
Yeah. Can you hear him pretty good right there? Do it sound off on you? Because I finally got my stuff halfway working. So.
Yeah, he sound all right. He sound all right.
Yeah, Brother Alpha Male, I'm on the Mac tonight. I'm doing it. I'm on the Mac tonight. I'm on the Big Mac.
Well, it's about time.
Yes, sir. And it's I'm not breaking up, Emma.
No, you sound good.
Oh, hell, that's better. Go ahead, brother.
Better than you ever had.
Man, bro, that's been the hell. That's been the problem the whole time then. I hadn't took the bite out the apple. Shit, that's been the problem. I should have had the forbidden fruit long time ago. Hell.
That's right. I still got a dinosaur computer.
Yeah.
I still got one of them old school HP.
Oh, man. That's this M1 chip. That's the M1 chip. They finna come out with a 3, I think. But, hell, that must have been what the problem was, because that Windows ain't cutting it with this blog talk like that. So, oh, man, it's a real improvement. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So Windows is a dog pack. They can't cut shit.
Man, nah, not for this. Not for this purpose.
So do I sound any better?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah, right, man. Yeah, and like I said, the reason, kind of like we're going into this, because, you know, we changed up the topic a couple of times, brothers and sisters. I know I said on YouTube, those of you might be tuning in from what I put on YouTube. We changed it up. We need some grown folks conversation. You know, we've been talking about this racism and all this other stuff for mighty long time. We got plenty of shows on that. We need some grown people conversation. We need some counseling in here today, man. We need some counseling. So we just kind of decided to change it up. So I changed the title several times, trying to fit it in here. Someone gave me this sense of purpose, so I was like, man, but I couldn't get the title just right. But anyway, so we're going to find out anyway. It's still going to be good. So for today, we know we're still, again, we're looking at a lot of things that's happening in society. We've been talking about last week, we was even mentioning about the crime. You know, what is making these, you know, young brothers and sisters and just black people do what they're doing out here as far as the high crime rate and things. So think about it, like some people maybe, you know, do they have do they realize they have a purpose in life? And I remember some things in going through Islam and things of this nature where, one of the imams used to say a long time ago, we all have a destiny, a divine destiny, but we just have to find out exactly what that is. And some of us, we have to realize that we have a purpose in life. When people ask you, what is your purpose in life? And I think that's a question that they need to be asked to everybody to examine their life. What is your purpose in life? Or do you have a purpose? Do you realize that you have a purpose in life? Have you set a goal or purpose for your life? But I want to read a quick thing here just to give us a little backdrop of somewhere we're going in tonight. This is a quick article from Scottsdale Community College, and it's saying, why having a sense of purpose is important. Why having a sense of purpose is important. And again, we go and start off like this. The definition defines purpose as a reason for which something exists or is done, made or used. Sound pretty boring, huh? But when you break it down, it turns out purpose is pretty important to your physical, your mental, and emotional health. Is that big? So what is your purpose? According to researcher William Damon, who wrote a Path to Purpose, it is a stable and generalized intention to accomplish something that is at the same time meaningful to self and I can't never pronounce this damn word. Consequential. I see that y'all can't. I messed the damn word up. Consequential. I can't pronounce it, y'all. Hell, I go get tired tongue on that one. Man, my English vernacular ain't too well. For the world beyond itself. So I'm going to skip that part. It says, sometime at the same time meaningful to self and the word I can't pronounce it with, for the world beyond itself. In fact, the meaningful intention can help you stay focused on things that matter the most, like family, friends, faith, career, and more. It helped you prioritize your life, allowing you to walk away from certain people or activities that don't serve your purpose. It is a main drive to stay motivated when things get tough, so you can set and meet long and short-term goals. And maybe most of all, it make you feel like you're making a difference in the world. And truly, that's what we truly want to do, make a difference in the world. So I just stop right there for a minute. It has some more, and I come back to some more parts of it. Just want to see y'all have anything y'all want to drop in there on. For Dave, I mean, y'all got anything you want to input on that when he's talking about the that's his definition of why we have purpose.
Well, yeah, I mean, purpose, in my opinion, truly makes you want to get up in the morning and live and to accomplish and conquer and those things. So I agree with the definition.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree with definition too. You know, it's the one thing I'll say about purpose. And, you know, even with that definition, you know, one thing about this world right now, when we're looking at purpose, a sense of purpose, the drugs right now has really screwed up a lot of our brothers' minds. So even if you did give them the damn definition, them being inebriated, they probably wouldn't even know. They probably wouldn't even know. You know, a lot of our people are inebriated. They have weed, shit like that. So even when you remember the movie Friday?
Yes, sir.
When, the, you know, when Ice Cube, Chris Tucker was on the front porch just smoking weed all day. That's what you see now. But the young people, so they probably won't even know that definition. They don't have no purpose. We just took the whole purpose out of their damn life. They ain't even know why they even living. You talk to a weed head is worse than crackheads. They don't know what they want to do. So, yeah. Yeah, like I said, the definition of that, you know, you can read our definition you want out that dictionary, but shit, these young folk, they probably don't even know what a dictionary is.
Yeah, and see, this is why, like I said, I thought about it, you know, said we have to try to, we're going to try to change up some of these, like, shows, you know, which we have, you know, kind of Brother Alpha may have been kind of, you know, schooling me on this. You know, we've been dealing with, like I said, racism and, you know, the politics and those, but it's time for us to get into, like, the more educational, let me see, the self-help. When we talk about really self-help and self-improvement, and we talk about to try to help people improve their lives, like, we could talk about what these young people and what the people are doing in society, but we got to try to help them because, like, a lot of them are getting bad influence. They're getting bad influence, and they don't understand a lot of things. Have people been talking to them? Like you say, hey, brother and sister, hey, young brother, do you have, you know, you have purpose in life? Do you have any goals for yourself in life? You know, so we have to start just, you know, putting things out to try to, you know, like basically counsel the people, man, and let them know. Because, like, I was there. So now I look at even my life and I say, okay, what is my purpose? Have I found my purpose? And I think, and I will say yes. And I was looking at one of the articles saying early, because there's different things that people have purpose like. And I would say for us, you know, because we do, well, I was just saying for me, I'm putting myself in it. As reading the scriptures, well, for my really getting into reading the scriptures, first of all, is for me to make a better me, look at myself and find that better me and build myself up to make myself better. And at the same time as I'm building myself up and changing myself and looking for that greater me, I'm trying to share what I found and share that to help other people become better themselves. So it's like what Noble Drew Ali said, kind of what Noble Drew Ali said, to help uplift humanity, because like you said, humanity is at a fallen state. So we got to lift humanity up, our brothers and sisters, just and mankind in general, from that fallen state that they have fallen in. So we have to build ourselves up. And when I study Torah, that's what I see. It's all about reflection of us. Even though it may talk about Israel, but you can look at it, it is talking about you, making a better you. And when you follow certain instructions of life, that's when I was just reading Proverbs earlier. And so when Solomon was giving wisdom to his sons, and he's giving all this wisdom and, you know, telling him how to follow, walk in the path of wisdom and stuff like that and guidance. And so that is, I feel that is the Most High Yah have really truly made that my purpose. Like I said, not only to make myself better, but to inspire other people that's around me, whether it's and even through the internet, to look at themselves and to make themselves better. So we can become, man, get this planet back right. That's basically what it all comes down to, man. because, you know, whether people look at it and we deal with all this crayon colorism stuff, hell, man, you know, it's supposed to be we all on this. The Most High created all of us on this planet. Like the Holy Quran, I like one part of the Holy Quran that says that he created us as different nations and tribes so we may know one another. That's what the Holy Quran said. He created us different tribes and things that is so we may know each other. But the footnote says with that part in the Holy Quran, but we have made differences amongst each other and we have called conflict with each other. That wasn't the group. Most High did that, but we did it. He did that. Like he gave different people special gifts and different this tribe. He might have gave a good a gift and a certain talent. He gave this one a certain gift and a talent. But when we come together, we can share those talents together to you know, make this planet a better planet. I mean, make this better a better planet. I keep getting tired talking, y'all. I've been like it all damn day today. But yeah, so make and look at the special gifts to make this planet special. Y'all gave us all good talents. Like on a basketball team, yeah, you got somebody who can shoot the three-pointers, somebody who good down low, and, you know, somebody, you know, it's different positions that we all have to play, but we have to find our true purpose in this life. And like I said, once you find purpose, man, like Alpha Male said, hell, this got meaning. Once you know your purpose, you glad to get up in the morning. You, man, that's, you got a real purpose. Like you said, just to know, hey, man, look, shit, I'm having life. That's a damn good thing. That's a good start. Yes, sir. But go ahead, brother.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of where I was getting to, just simplifying it. You know, we're not all here to set the world on fire. But if you just have a small purpose, if you can think to yourself what it is that you can do not to make the world worse. Sometimes it's that simple. Okay, well, if I don't, you know, sell these drugs, if I don't, you know, go grab my pistol because I got embarrassed, if I don't not take care of this baby I made. You know, it's just small things that you can do. They don't have to be huge, giant things. So everything matters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What you got, brother Dave? You got something right? Let me see. High cholesterol.
What I was going to say is, you know, that's one thing about a lot of our people. And, you know, me, I'm a licensed barber and hairstylist, so I deal with the public a lot. And like I said, I deal with a lot of young brothers and sisters. Except not just sisters. I used to be a hairstylist, so I dealt with sisters too. But just let us concentrate on the young brothers. Let's concentrate on the young brothers. Now, I notice a lot, when you talk to a lot of young brothers out here, especially, you know, when you're looking at even ones that work, even the ones that do work, when you talk to a lot of them, you know, I try to talk to young brothers. I try to, like, when I'm cutting their hair, you know, back in the day, barbers used to be able to talk to the community. Yeah, they used to be a big influence on a lot of young brothers and sisters. Now, you know, even when I do try to talk to a lot of young clients, especially that are black, I know it's like it's just like a blank. Like Brother Alpha Male, something you just asked. Something you just said. You said, you know, you ask them, like, what is your purpose? What is your goal? You ask them what the hell they want to do with the rest of their life. A lot of brothers and sisters, you talk to them, oh, I want to be in the music business. You know, it's nothing wrong with being in the music business. But, you know, what if the music business don't work? A lot of young brothers and sisters don't even have a thought outside of let us be a big old rapper. Let us be a big old football player. Let us do this. They have those thoughts. Nothing wrong with dreaming about being that shit. But at the end of the day, when you get that type of world, you know, fame don't last too long. Especially when it comes time for when you want to do the right thing. You know, we look at Michael Vick, Allen Iverson. We, you know, I'm not a big sports guy, but if we look at the average person, black guy who plays sports, you know, Michael Orr from the Blind Side, you know, he thought, baby, oh, we're going to have a good old time. We're going to, you know, make this money and, you know, live a good life. You know, I came from nothing to something, but when you come say you came from nothing to something, why does it have to be, you know, the something being have a red bone on the side, nice big old collar rims up there, a bunch of damn jewelry and shit? That's what they think about. You talk to any young brothers and sisters about making it, that's what they think. You ask young sisters, what is making it? They think shaking ass and acting like Cardi B and Shaky Red is damn making it. Mm. And talk to the average lady out here. I'm talking about professional world. The purpose of young black folks out here, it ain't no damn, it ain't no regular shit. It's extreme shit. You know, at one time, you know, being a barber, talking to the, you know, young folks, I can hold a conversation. Now, you tell me that Sexy Red don't sound good, they'll joke your ass. You tell them Cardi B don't sound good, what the hell wrong with you? I was talking to a white client, right? I had a white client, right? A young white guy that was cutting his hair. And I talk to white people, too. Y'all might think David, Rabbi David's a prejudice. You might think that, but I'm not. I talk to every damn body. That's what we do as ministers of Yah. We talk to everybody. Now, I was, you know, brother, you know, somebody brought up in the shop Ice Spice. I said, Ice Spice looked like damn Chucky from the Rugrats. I said, she looked like she got some damn Cheetos growing out of her damn head. You know, I said, she's ugly as hell. She is not cute. Do you know this white guy cussed me out over there? I said, what the fuck wrong with you? I said, what the hell you mean? And sister, she left the sister that I was talking with her. Ugly by her. I'm like, well, if you see a woman shaking her ass all day, her little yellow, funky, yellow ass all day, and you see the same thing over and over again, you'll think that shit ugly too. You know, like, I'm thinking you came a whole a decent conversation. The beauty of a female has to be high yellow, shaking ass, sexy red, Megan Thee Stallion, who looked like a damn big old football player. You know, that's beauty for the young people. Shaking their ass, eating that booty, you know, what is that, Pound Town, ain't it with Six Red? I don't know that tie song she gets, Pound Town. What's Pound Town? You know, that's the purpose of a female for young black men nowadays. They ain't even know how to look at women no more. You know, every woman I see, if you talk to a black girl nowadays, every black girl I see nowadays, fake ass, fake lip injections, fake cheekbones. Black women nowadays look more like drag queens than real women. You look at them nowadays, ask the purpose of a black woman nowadays. You ask them, what's the purpose of getting married nowadays? You ask, okay, what does a good husband look like? You ask your sister that nowadays, and he ain't got a dick down to his damn knees, down to his feet, he ain't talking shit. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Shoot, you might get a man with a little dick that might treat you way better. They don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I would say, you might get a Biz Markie looking nigga that and he might treat you better than a damn fine nigga. You know what I'm saying? So women out here, the black women they don't know the purpose of nothing real no more. And black men nowadays, outside of football, outside of rap, they don't know the purpose. And like I said, I see it every day because I'm a barber. I'm a licensed barber, licensed cosmetologist. I work in both fields, dealing with the community. You tell them, a black woman, I'm going to tell you something. I had a black woman cuss me out for holding the door for her ass. A couple of weeks ago, don't hold the door for me, nigga. Hey, walk in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck? Shit like that. They don't respect no gentleman no more. You know what I'm saying?
They we got work to do.
Yes, sir.
Shit. So I said, our people don't know no purpose. They ain't got no purpose. And such the younger generation. You can walk around like Keith Washington with a nice suit and talk with respect for the female. They'll laugh at your ass nowadays.
What did you say, Alpha Male?
Well, I can add something to that, though. See, you're talking about people who have what I call mental borders, right? It's their environment. So they're only around one kind of tribe all their lives. So they pretty much take on the same characteristics. Now, you take that same person, and that they're crippled by fear because you try to get them to go outside their borders. They're afraid of what's out there. But if they never leave that particular tribe and travel and move around freely, then they're stuck. They almost have to duplicate negative behaviors to survive in that tribe, if that makes any sense.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Most definitely that do, bro.
Yeah, so, you know, if you can get them outside of that box, man, and they can see the world and see the way the world sees them, you know, they think it's cool, especially within the tribe. Oh, she a hoe, but that's cool in the tribe, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you don't want a man with less than 14 inches. That's some tribal bullshit, you know. So what David's describing is that damn shoebox.
Damn. Yes, sir. You know, and what you were saying, Alvin, like it was a young brother that I used to work with. I know he would just quote some other stuff that people always say. He's a product of his environment. Right. And I was like, nah. I said, nah, bro. No, you don't have to. You don't have to be. You, if that's what you, if you want to be, I said, but you don't have to be. Like, if just because they are doing, other people are doing it, you don't have to be that way. You're not a... You don't have to be like that, you know. So shit, if everybody in my neighborhood is smoking crack, I gotta smoke crack too. Say, hell no, brother, you break that cycle. Somebody gotta break it. So like I said, it's like people see the TikToks and these different trends. Like I was saying, this coworker them was saying how people like they going around sniffing. I don't know if they sniffing it. Look like they just inhaling it. What I saw, they were telling me it worked like the people were sniffing damn helium. You know, the helium they put in these balloons. That's the way the dude was at work was describing. I'm like, damn, boy. I looked it up. They just inhaling it. You know, trying to make they change their voice, get their little cartoon character voice. And people seeing things like that on TikTok and, you know, these social medias and see the trends and people mostly go, well, people want to follow these little trends. There's a lot of them. Like you got people on social media now call themselves influencers. I'm an influencer. That's a new damn job now for social media influencers. But a lot of the people, there's certain people that's influencing people is not on a positive level. So
right.
It's like we have to be like Elijah Muhammad said, Brother Dave. We got to be that clean glass and that dirty glass, and then let the people choose. So we have to give them something. You got to give them the clean glass and the dirty glass, and let them choose. So you know, if they all they see, like Alpha Male said, that dirty damn glass, hey, that's what they got. That's all they have. So, like I said, but we have a job to do is, it was some teachers and leaders might be liking and doing it, showing them the right way, man. If that's all they think. It's like when I was in jail. Nobody trying to tell me nothing when I was in them streets. I was just seeing, like, what was, you know, other people doing ignorant stuff. So I wanted to do the ignorant shit because I thought it was cool. Now, didn't nobody tell me when saying, well, you know, I had an elder say, y'all stop that. You know, they might tell you don't be doing that and doing all that crazy shit, but nobody seriously sat down and really just explain things to you. Like when I got locked up, brother was sitting there with the brother from the nation or whatever, start explaining life to you. You know, going through the message of the black man, it's explaining stuff. Black man, you know, you so-and-so, the original man and all of this stuff. I'm like, hold up. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This started getting my attention, you know. Yeah, and so it's like, so with that gave me value. It gave me a purpose, like, hey, man, when I get out of here, I'm not doing that ignorant shit no more. It gave me a purpose. It gave me a goal. Get out, change your life. Well, start it in there. You got to start in there. But like brothers say, hey, once you in here, hey, man, this just the start. Your biggest test is when you get out. You can say you're going to do this all this while you're in here, but when you get out there, that's your biggest test. Your goal is to live it, go out there and live it, and stay your ass out of trouble, what you was doing at first. So you have to set that goal and, you know, and keep it. So, yeah, so, you know, and that's what we, this whole thing about purpose. Let me see, it was another article I was reading 4 minutes ago. Let me try to pull that back up. Man, let me see, because they were talking about purpose. Let me see here, man, pull it back up. I got to learn, still learning this Mac, y'all. Give me a second. I'm still learning this. How to drive this car on this thing right here. But this one right here, everydayhealth.com, everydayhealth.com, and they was having all about purpose. This is not long. I'm going to read the whole thing, but just the snippets out of it. All about purpose, what it means and why it's good for you. And everything I'm finding out, talk about when you have purpose, how good it is for you. And I'm trying to get to the part. It says how psychologists define purpose. Dr. Hill, who conducted research at Washington University and St. Louis Prosper, aging. No, let me skip that. That ain't the part I want to get to. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Purpose can be defined in two ways, Hill say. One is the context or character of your goals for life. According to the first definition, you might realize, for example, purpose in life is to help those in need, or my purpose in life is to promote science. So, I mean, you know, whatever your purpose might be. Like I said, mine is to basically try to help teach and elevate people to the, you know, to be the best that they can be in life. You know, that's, I see now, that's my goal and one of my purposes. You know, as Most High helped me, I try to help others. And influence, you know, and try to influence people. There's a motivator. Now, there's another one right here. I'm not going to read too much of the inserts on it, but it's called thevirtuesoflife.com. And they give a thing called six benefits for a sense of purpose. It says, number one, purpose increase happiness. And I'm going to just read that part of the whole context go with this. Purpose increase happiness. It says scientific studies show that people without purpose in life are more likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, boredom, and loneliness. Living by what we value and what gives us meaning make us happy. I like that one. Now, number two, purpose reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Damn. Purpose prevent dementia. Number four, purpose have a positive effect on academia, you know, your schooling. Let me read this part right fast. Research show that adolescents who have a sense of purpose in life perform better in schools than those who do not. Higher purpose students also find more meaning in their academic studies. Number five, purpose is linked to a greater job satisfaction. Number six, purpose reduce sleep disturbance. Damn. Okay, I'm going to read that part, and I'm going to finish right fast. It says people who have a strong sense of purpose reduce the odds of sleep disturbance by 16%. This is partly due to their setting and achieving meaningful goals, lower stress in life. Damn. Interesting. Make sure y'all get some sense of purpose. Y'all get y'all some sleep and some other good stuff out of there to meet them six goals right there. Yes, sir. Especially heart attacks and strokes. And that's interesting. But yes, I passed the mic.
No, I was just agreeing with you, you know, because I've watched several people real close to me that have all had strokes, have all had some sort of cancer, and it's all based on their mindset, because every one of these people are very stressed out, like, how do I put it? They're like, I don't know, it's like they gave up, basically.
Yes,
you know, nothing matters, nothing has meaning, and all that kind of stuff. So it will affect you physically.
Yes, sir. Damn.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You, like I said, don't have to be a grand purpose, you know. I mean, something simple is getting up in the morning, looking at yourself in the mirror, telling you how good you are, how blessed you are, and keep it moving. I mean, that's worth something.
Man, yes, sir. Most definitely. Sure. Yeah. I agree with that. Yes, sir. Man. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
They made a very interesting observation. Now, when we were coming up, if you asked a child what they wanted to be, it was a doctor, a lawyer, something actual, you know. So they had a sense of purpose. They kind of had a direction, even if it changed later. Like, my daughter wanted to be a forensic pathologist. She didn't do it, but she succeeded in other ways, you know. But now you ask them, like you said, they want to be, I don't know who these people are, but they mentioned somebody sexy red and, you know, all these, you know, athletes and shit like that, you know. And when you tell them the stats that only 1 in 100,000 make it, you know, they think they're that one. They can't comprehend the fact that they got a better chance of winning the Powerball than they do of making it in those professions.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you know what, Alpha Male? I'm glad you just said that. Hell, I'm gonna tell you something. Gambling addiction runs in my family, right? But like my mom, she had a growing up, she suffered from gambling addiction. And I'm gonna tell you something. You made a good, excellent observation about that. You'd be better off buying a whole roll of damn lottery tickets. Then they think you're going to be a damn football player and a damn basketball player. That shit, you know, you look at most people that go to college and they play for sports. Half the time, niggas break their legs. They break their leg. That's it. You break your leg, that's it. Ain't no coming back from that shit. They don't want no old motherfucker with no busted ass knee playing no basketball. Just think about it. Just think about it. You know, who the fuck want an old crippled motherfucker playing basketball? The Lakers going to turn your ass down. Shit. It ain't what Tom Brady and all them. Them some damn clone robots. And that's what these kids don't see. I'm glad that was right on about that, Alpha Male. That was right on. I'd rather a nigga go to the damn slot machine, gamble that motherfucker up. Shit, waste your whole life on that thinking you're going to win the damn lottery. Shit, man. You have more chance of that than damn thinking you're going to be the next Young Thug, Michael Vick, what do you call it, the next Tom Brady. Because I'm going to tell you something, sports is rigged. That's what the kids don't see. I'm going to tell you something, growing up, I'm 6'2". I always been over 300 pounds. I've always been fat and big. They begged me in school to play sports. They begged me in school. You don't play sports? I got expelled from over 12 damn schools. I was a bad motherfucker in school. I ain't gonna lie. I fought every nigga in school. I even fought women. When women would, especially light-skinned women, light-skinned women used to make fun of me for being big and dark-skinned. And I'm going to tell you, I used to fight light-skinned ladies for making fun of me. They used to say, oh, your big and small's looking ass. Why you don't play football?
Damn, dude.
I'm like, okay, bitch. I'll go pick up the damn damn lunchroom chair and knock her right in the head. Yeah, man. That's how I used to be in school.
Damn, Mike Turner.
I'm being serious, Army. People used to bully me in school for being big and dark. I didn't want to play football. They used to make fun of me for not wanting to play sports. I said, I want to either be a hairstylist or a barber. Well, why don't you want to play football? You big and fat. Nigga, you damn big and, you know, you red Reggie White size. Why don't you want to play football? Well, I don't want to do that shit. You know, I'm being with you.
Because it wasn't your purpose.
When you big, dark skinned and tall, they want you to play sports. They push it on you. And when you say no.
I never could understand that, though. The draw to sports. I don't watch none of it. I never had interest, you know. It's just like a waste of time. And see, I think my problem is I'm overly observant. And I would watch people watch these games and then watch the spells that were cast on them. And I would be like, no, that's something wrong with that. You know. I never got into it, you know. So,
man.
I mean, you got people, man, that live and die with that shit. I mean, they feel like it's their team, like they're on the field, and they part of the franchise. Like, wow, that's deep. That's deep.
Yeah, so when they team win, they act like they gonna get a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. You know, and I'd be like, yeah, and I'm like, well, what? I mean. What are you getting out of this? And usually, It's the lack of something. You know, they're trying to experience something that externally that they are afraid of or can't comprehend internally. You know, and I say if you want to be a warrior, shoot, go out and you know, do some warrior shit. You know, learn how to build, learn how to survive in the woods. You know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I just never could, you know, live vicariously through anything. If I ain't doing it, fuck it.
Yeah, that's right. And but they going back, you said about them playing the sports. Now the thing is, I would say if they have the talent, okay, you want to play, okay, try to play. But again, it's like with anything, you gotta have you might have your priority goal, you gotta set, but have a backup plan. But it's like even with the sports, you better have a damn backup plan, because like you said, you might make it. You might make it in the sports industry, but still you better have, like Shaq, them, you know, a lot of them made it. They made it. But look, they got business. They have businesses everywhere. They got their hand in all types of things and, you know, financial things. Because when are you going to retire? Then what? You know, you're just going to you're just going to live off that NBA money probably. So, you know, I don't know what the hell he doing. Like, and I used to tell my son this, okay, I said, man, y'all be looking at Lil Wayne. And I always talk about Lil Wayne, and y'all want to be a rapper like Lil Wayne. But hell, Lil Wayne went to college. Lil Wayne have goddamn degrees. He finished school and went to college and have goddamn degrees. Now, y'all might see him act a damn fool on stage. But at least Lil Wayne was smart as hell. As far as education, he might not look like it, but the man had an education. He was smart. So you have damn degrees. So, but like I said, they have to have something. Because, like, okay, you're going to get in the NBA, you're going to make all that damn money, football, whatever. Your ass better know some finances, how to manage your money. Your ass going to be broke because you're going to be depending on your account and whoever else to do it. And yeah, you can't just always trust that. So your ass better learn how to do some accounting and finance and at least count your damn money. It'll be like a lot of these guys have done. Went out here, or you got to have something to fall back on. Like I said, just in case it don't, you don't make it. So yeah, it always has to. Yeah, you have to set some goals and some standards. So have plenty of things, something to fall back on. When was this one show?
About 100 years ago, if you had a good woman by your side, that made all the difference in the world.
Man.
I don't know if you're going to find one these days.
I said 100 years ago. Damn. Yeah.
Sure, you might find you a transsexual.
And that's
the best. But these women out here nowadays are a bunch of damn dudes with wigs on. I'm being serious. Yeah, you see damn women out here. Some of these black women be damn transsexuals. You be like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, they get operations and shit, so you don't know. Shit. That's why I say, you know, alpha male, is there a chance? Is there a chance? This shit.
a chance of...
I'm gonna find the woman. You talking about you find your woman nowadays? Shit, women out here, damn, is you don't know if they men or women. Shit, and then if you do find your real woman, they a damn bull that's all stud. Shit.
Well, yes and no, but it in this day and age, it don't matter. They all think the same. Some make different moves, but ultimately, they all the same. It's like, you know, pasta comes in 1,000 different forms, but it's still pasta.
Yeah.
So they all think the same. They just move different. So no matter which ones you meet, You know, they automatically assume that we're the enemy anyway. And I'm just speaking within the borders that I dwell. Now, outside of the country is different. But in the lower 48, the majority of them are poisoned already. And the good ones already
people are searching
established and doing well.
Yes, sir. Trying to find somebody fast. Yeah, I'm trying to load up somebody fast. My bad, brother.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you something about a lot of even with women though. The women you think will be good. Shit, they might be like, damn, the posse that might be a damn witch.
Damn.
That might be a damn witch. These damn witches out here, man. They all kinds of, they ain't all that comedic and shit. They might be just like that one girl we were talking about. That her royal roots. What was her damn name?
Holder.
She's a damn, supposed to be a damn nice woman, and she's a damn bulldogger, undercover bulldogger. A damn low lesbian. Shit. Ellen DeGeneres.
Africans in America.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. There used to be a time back in the day, back when I was really into the conscious black community, where I would sit there and I would actually think I had a chance with a lot of these sisters that would talk about the black empowerment and, you know, the brothers are strong and, you know, my strong brothers. But then I started to really, you know, get to know some of those females. A lot of those females is really just feminist lesbians that don't give a fuck, for real. You know, that's like Erykah Badu. Shit. When we look at Erykah Badu, Queen of Fools, you know, women like that, you know, them women, they talk all that they want strong black men, but a strong black man come in their presence, they'll damn call the police quick.
You know, that's funny you bring that up, Dave, because before I graduated from Ike Turner University, that was all I used to hear. Oh, I need a strong black man. But the result was, they were just feminists, like parents repeating the byline.
Man.
So after I graduated, it was willing to choke a bitch. the truth came out.
Damn.
They don't want just no strong man. They want a motherfucker that can tame that demon in them.
Damn.
They need a motherfucker they know they can't walk over.
Yes, sir. Damn.
My wife will tell you. Ask her where I graduated from.
I turned to university. Yes, no.
Hey, Alpha Bear. You know, when I look at the movie Baby Boy, as I mentioned earlier, you know, it's how Jody had all the women.
Mm-hmm.
Jody had all the women, but Jody won't shit. 100 baby mamas. But women love Jody Hayes. You ain't shit, women love you. Black women love you when you ain't shit. But when you suck, they don't want you.
They going to remind you you ain't shit, though, when they get mad at you. That's the best to believe.
Yep. So,
you think the light
Boy, that wild man, as long as the lights go out. Yep.
So I can't fry no chicken because we ain't got no electricity around this motherfucker.
Yeah. But you chose this shit. You chose this name and shit, so. Yeah, that's how they is. Yes, sir. I want to we're at the top of the hour. I just want to play a quick little snippet of a clip right fast. This is the top of the hour. Just let something, let key wisdom right fast. Oh, let me see. Can I get the damn sound right?
Key point. Sometimes I believe that black people are searching for a key to an unlocked door, that the door to opportunity is wide open and will cost you little to get in. The resources necessary to succeed in this country as Africans in America are here. We have everything we need to succeed except each other. We have money. Oh, we're not poor. We're just broke. Our money goes in one direction away from us. We've taken the art of consumption to a whole new level. We don't sell anything that...
Damn it.
We purchase, and we don't make anything that we buy. We just consume. We are $1.1 trillion annual economy. If we were a nation, we would be the 16th richest nation in the entire world. I have traveled to every place that black people have been dispersed, brothers and sisters. I've been to South Africa, East Africa, Central Africa, West Africa, all over North Africa, and all over South America and the Caribbean. And there are no black people in the entire world doing better than we are.
Damn. There we go, y'all.
Yeah, that clip sounded good too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to just play that one because I was just, you know, from last week we had the caller was talking about, you know, America and, you know, like it's like we doom and gloom here. So I'm like, God damn, but you hear that, brother? Say sometimes we searching for a key for a door that's already open. And like the opportunities is like again. We see all of these other people that's trying their best. They on top of trains. I've seen videos with people. I think it's Honduras. I want to say Honduras. I don't know. I can't find that clip no more. But these people trying to come to America on top of trains and all this type of shit, they coming here. You know, whether they been brought in or hell, they trying to come in on their own, however they get. But it's like we here where the door is wide open for opportunities but us. And like, goddamn, but we sitting around like we have people trying to tell us that shit is so fucked up and we not taking advantage of an opportunity because we listen to motherfuckers who seem to be, and this is the crazy part. A lot of people, they listening to people, like I said, the Al Sharps and the Jesse Jackson, these people, these talking heads a lot, they listening to them, telling them just how bad the country is and how fucked up it treating black folk. But these motherfuckers seem to be everybody that do that, even Tamika Mallory, all these people that be saying this shit, they seem to be doing awfully goddamn good for themselves. But they'll tell you that, because they'll talk about all the poor people, you know, but they make you think that this country is so bad and you ain't got a damn chance. I almost people like to say a snowball chance in hell, but all of them be doing good for them goddamn selves. Y'all ever paid attention to that? Y'all better pay attention to who y'all be keep listening to these knuckleheads out there. Listen to them motherfuckers. As Jesse Jackson, how good he doing? As Al Sharpton, how well they been living? Like again, ask them motherfucker Ben Crump. Ask them when the last time they filed a discrimination lawsuit on behalf of themselves. Against any white person and anybody who discriminated against them. Ask them the last time not for somebody else, but for they sell. When the last time they have been discriminated against? Bet you the motherfuckers they don't have none. They living good. They living good. They just feed you that bullshit to keep you, like we're talking about, a sense of purpose. Feeling called you got so much damn anxiety and depressed and all kind of shit because you think you want. It's just like this whole thing again. They have you feeling that you are that's why I was talking about that the critical race theory. I didn't like that bullshit because again, for me, it's just my perspective on it, y'all. My opinion for what I looked at it. If you constantly feed me, it's like man, no matter what we try to do, man, it's like it ain't no hope. It's no hope because if I try to come up with my own job opportunity, try to create this or my own invention, the white man ain't going to let me do this. This society ain't going to let me do this. So what's the use of me trying to do it if they only going to come in to destroy it? It's like, again, we talk about Tulsa, Oklahoma. Why should we build another Tulsa, Oklahoma? They ain't going to do nothing but destroy it like they did then. It's that. See, that's what some people have, that weak mindset to think like that. Instead of like, you know what, fuck that. Let them come tear it up then, but we're going to try anyway.
Oh, yeah, we got much better weapons than that.
Yes, sir. So, yeah.
Hey, Maury, R.E.I. You can't hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Hey, look, Maury, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad you brought that shit up. Now, you notice how... Yeah, I'm glad you know where I'm about to go to, Maury, R.E.I. You already know. You notice how all the people that tell us, you go look at some of these Israelite camps, my favorite topic. Y'all might say I'm xenophobic, but I don't give a damn. I'm going to be xenophobic tonight.
Bring it out.
Y'all notice how all your damn leaders that tell you about how fucked up our conditions is, Farrakhan, he's Jamaican. Yeah, look at Noble Drew Ali. He's supposed to be Moroccan and Native American. No, look at Marcus Garvey. Supposed to be Jamaican. Yeah, look at Erica Mena. Called that sister a black monkey. She's Puerto Rican. Yeah, look at all these so-called black people that represent black people. Oh, how fucked up our conditions is. Colin Powell. Jamaican. How come it was so fucked up for black people? How come they don't go back to their damn country? You see what I'm saying? All these black leaders, Barack Obama, is a struggle being a black man in America. I'm representing the black man in America to reach the top. Well, Obama won't America. Shit, he won't. None of these people that talking about black in America, all these motherfuckers ain't from here. None of them. Hebrew Israelite camps. General Yohana, he damn Jamaican. Talking about black oppression. Shit, you ain't from here. Even with the Nation of Islam, y'all are talking about the black man. Black man, God, and you know how fucked up the white man got it for us. But Farah Muhammad's God. Farah Muhammad was a mixed breed Arab. If it was so bad, how come Farah Muhammad ain't take his ass back to Pakistan? Huh? How come he talk about Islam can wake black people up? Well, Islam got black people as slaves in Africa. You go back to Afghanistan, Iraq, Arabia, all the places where Islam is pushed, black people are fucking slaves. Black fucking slaves over there. Bilal Ibn Rabbani tell you this shit. When I was practicing Islam, all the damn Arabs, you know, Islam is peace and all this shit. But you ask them what color did black people represent in Prophet Muhammad time? Bilal Ibn Rabah, who was a fucking black Ethiopian slave. Black man slave. Yeah, black person as Muslim. Over here. You know, Islam is peace. All the African Muslim brothers, Islam is peace. Well, you look at Sudan, ain't no fucking peace over there. Them damn Arabs got your black ass as a slave over there. Shit, we're looking at, you know, what was Shah Guevara? Talking about he was a revolutionary for freedom, but Shah Guevara got all the black Latinos oppressed over there. Black damn. People in Spanish country don't seem so happy. We get the white Latinos over here. We don't get the black ones over here. fucking shit. They been held the fuck down. If it's so peaceful, why the fuck you ain't over there?
Damn, son. Where'd you find?
Shit. That's what I tell you. So, yeah, that's why I tell you fuck them black leaders, because half of them ain't black. Half of them ain't American. Shit. Half of the motherfuckers ain't from here. Marcus Garvey's ain't from here.
They damn sure ain't no leader.
There ain't no leader.
Marcus Garvey talked all that shit, but how come he talked that black power shit in Jamaica? Because you know why? Because he would have got his ass kicked by them damn coolies and them damn East Indian cool Asian coolies over there. That's why. Shit. You know, motherfuckers who look like Super Cat is running shit over there. And Super Cat ain't nothing but a damn tile head, ain't Ram. He ain't no different than damn corner store man sell cigarettes and pork. Shit.
Damn.
Sad hey, motherfucker bro. Walk around with some sandals or a towel on their damn head.
Damn. Brother Alpha Male, have you ever heard ain't many good today. I showed this today. I don't know if I sent it to you though, but they said it was a guy from Puerto Rico, the one who started the Black History here in America. You ever heard that? Or did I don't know if I send you that one.
No. No.
You remember that day?
Yeah, that's some bullshit. You know, I saw that shit. That's some bullshit. That's why I say with Black History. See how they rewriting this shit? Yeah, they rewriting Black History. Blessing. That's why I said I'm not even black. I don't even want to be black. I'm just a white Jewish man. That's why I ain't gonna be black no more.
You're a white Jewish man. I'm just thinking I'm pulling up and all that. They a white Jewish man. God damn. Anyway, you're like the Moors then. You know, black, white means some purity. Black means death in science.
Shit. Damn. Well, look at it. You hear that, fuck? Spanish man created black power.
Mm-hmm. I got the clip. It's like 4 minutes. I'll play when you get ready. Like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
But see, I disagree with that.
What's that?
Because if you look skyward, you know how many stars and planets are born out of darkness? So it can't mean death.
Yeah, that's what they say, though, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure what they say.
Yeah, I know what they say. They say all kind of shit that they change 10 years later.
They say in science. Now, I don't know that.
Well, astrology, astronomy, and all that is science. I mean, wasn't it science that changed the name of the firmament to space?
Yeah.
So yes. All great things are born from darkness. I mean, think about the birth of a child.
That's it.
They come through darkness. They come through that womb. I mean that's asinine on the face of it.
Yes, sir. What was that day? Wasn't that in? I forgot. I remember hearing. I don't know if that was in the School of Islam or hell. I was in the Wahhabi. But they said life starts. I remember Farrakhan used to say that all the time. He said, "Man, life starts in triple darkness. We are born out of triple darkness." What you talking about in the womb?
Oh, I heard that. You talking about the blacks came from triple darkness? You know, it's crazy.
And
Gino
then in the womb,
debated that shit. You remember that? Geno Jennings debated Nation of Islam on that topic. You remember that?
No, I don't know. I don't know that one.
Yeah, okay, because Marvin Muhammad had told him God came from triple darkness. And Marvin Muhammad was like, had said that Geno Jennings, and which is a Nation of Islam teacher. I bet it is Nation of Islam teaching. But the thing is, when you're looking at that shit, how the hell, what the fuck is triple darkness?
Well, he was saying, see, there's a difference. See, Geno Jennings is a Christian. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Excuse me, Christians out there. Yo, who Christian? He don't understand, as they say in the country community, he don't understand the science because he's looking at it from a religious point of view. He don't understand. Okay, when they talk about, like, when they saying even that about in, out of triple darkness, think about it. Ain't no light switch on in the womb. Ain't no light switch in there. Ain't no light bulbs. Ain't no candles or nothing inside of the womb. It's darkness like a motherfucker in there. You know, but that, and so they going in, he was talking about in a scientific way or in a, you know, what we say natural way is darkness, like Alpha Male would say. Because even when you go into the Torah, bro, start off how what it says. You know, it says in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and then he said he had to create the light. He had to, like I remember Dr. York said, he had to flip the light switch and turn on the light. Right. It was darkness first.
Yeah,
he had to create this light. There was no light there. He had to create it and turn it on. So if he had to create the light, so that mean it had to be darkness. And I remember I still remember a lot of my teaching from the Wahhabian days. And even with this, we said, even at this sun, we're right here on this earth. And, you know, it's nighttime now. It's darkness. But they'll show you how, you know, in the daytime, that sun, man, like, it's, man, it's like, damn, that's a powerful, bad mother sucker. But like I said, it is reflecting down on the earth. But when you start taking, going up in that damn spacecraft and start going out of there, you start that goddamn sun start disappearing, you know, on one side. But how come, okay, if that earth, this sun is so bright, why is this, what's the thing that's so dominant out there? Darkness. Now, I don't know that about it. We got our astronomer on. We got our master astronomer. I can't say it right, bro. We got our own NASA, goddammit. I say it like that on here. Our brother, who's a observer, he can tell us more about that. I'm lost on that one. What's more dominant out there, brother? Is the light or darkness?
Darkness. Do you realize darkness is pervasive in everything? It takes light time to travel before you can even see it.
Mm.
So it has to penetrate the dark to be seen. You know, when I'm taking photographs of planetary nebula, dark clusters, old stars, new stars, they're called white dwarfs and all that kind of stuff, but it all has to penetrate darkness. It's not darkness trying to penetrate light, you know. I mean, all you got to do is, you know, sit outside and look.
Yes, sir.
You know? Yeah, it's not dark. It's not dark coming to press the light down.
Yes, sir. and that's why, David. Oh, my bad, brother.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
See, we had to ask. Oh, see, just so y'all thought we got our own astronomer on here. I got it right. Y'all better not say it again because I ain't going to say it right next time. So we ain't got to ask NASA a damn thing. This brother here, he showed me something. I was like, damn. I thought there was a NASA satellite that brother had. I'm like, damn. So, yes, sir.
you got to send that to Dave.
Yeah, man. I was like, man, that's clear as a mother son.
Don't get me wrong. I understand all that about the triple darkness, but
yeah, but Geno Jennings don't know what the fuck he's talking about, bro.
Yeah, there's no such thing as triple darkness.
Yeah, I mean, we know that because when you're looking at, even when you're looking at hair, number one is black. Like, a one is black in the hair color chart. Number one is black.
It's black, damn, number one?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, even when you're looking at the color of hair, look it up. Like, ten is the lightest.
So they actually telling us the science in the hair care industry then. Well, whatever you call it. Cosmetology?
Yeah.
Going back to the lesson. I'm going to let you go back to it, though, brother. But going back to the lesson, what did it actually tell us? well, not the Bible, but, you know, in the Nation of Israel. What do they always say? The black man and woman is the original man. Because we...
The maker on the clean planet Earth, God of the universe.
So you go back to that, even when they said, so the original means you will be the first. So even when you're saying, even with the colorism in the hair, in the cosmetology stars at one, and then later, you said the lighter is what number, brother? 10?
Yeah, lightest is the number 10. Number one is black.
Damn.
Like when you do like a one is black. In order to make white, you have to mix like the you have to mix like developer. A developer will lighten it. Yeah. Yeah, it's real shit with cosmetology.
And that's cold.
It's
well,
crazy.
Look at agriculture. I mean, what grows in blonde ass dirt?
God damn.
Nothing. When you want to grow some shit, you need that black dirt. You need lots
damn.
Of minerals. You need nutrients in that dirt. That's what makes it black. You know. But you ain't never seen nobody farming in the desert.
Damn.
Hell no.
And now, yeah, man, that was a cold one analogy, because like you said, when you get seeds, what do? You bury it. You put it in darkness.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I say, like, I believe nothing, and I research everything.
Yes, sir.
Because I've heard that several times about, oh, you know, don't say black, because black is like a color of funeral. But if you think about it, a funeral is not a true death. It's actually a celebration of life.
Mm-hmm.
But they twist it around. They had to call it a death ceremony so they could sucker you out of paying $20,000 for a fucking coffin.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? And you know what's so crazy? Because even when you're looking at, okay, even when you're looking at, like, even with some Hebrew camps, you got some Hebrews that believe that death is life. And don't get me wrong, I'm one of those type of people where, you know, I will go to funerals sometimes and smile. And I had a lady one time say, why are you smiling? I said, because they out this motherfucker. They made the fuck out of here. And you know, and some people, and, you know, I'm going to tell you something, for real, like, why would you want to be here in this fucked up place with all the LGBT and all the wrong shit that you got around here? Oh, I wouldn't want to even be here no more.
Uh-oh, they don't say that, Dave.
Yeah, don't claim that one.
Because
I'm saying, I'm not saying like the rush death, but I'm just saying when you looking at what's going on right now, you're working for nothing. You know, it's like, why the fuck do, like, you get black people that say, oh yeah, we gonna make it to the top. Well, you get some motherfuckers that don't make it to the top. Is they supposed to be happy with life?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying? Like, why would you be happy for some shit that ain't right for you?
Because,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
because, Dave, check this out. So let's say, and I'm going to break this all the way back down. What if it's just your purpose to obey the commandments, right? Now, the commandments don't talk about riches or man's description of made it and success and all that. It just says obey the commandments. If you're doing that, you would be the happiest motherfucker on the planet.
Yeah.
So if you set your scale by the work your scale, yeah, you'd be like, shit, I'm out this bitch. But if you set your scale by the most high scale, then you will rejoice every day, all day, because of your obedience. You know, so it ain't got to be nothing grandiose. It's just like small stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Now, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Like for instance, I'm talking about the people who live by America's rules. Like, if you look at, like, when we're talking about we're Hebrews, like, I'm a Hebrew. I'm a Jew for real. Now, we know that the way of the world is fucked up. So we're pretty much happy with our Hebrew life. But I'm talking about, let's play on the America society. Being in America, that shit ain't right.
Well, you have to make it right.
They make it hard for you every day. You work a goddamn job. I work plenty of damn salons and body shops. You know, here in America, they make it hell for you every day. You know, you especially when you want to make money the righteous way. You go to some of these body shops, they front. You go to some of these hair salons, they front. But I'm going to tell you something, the person who makes the best and they do the best, shit, you talking about America way? You try to do life. When I say do life, the life of your living, your 1 foot in the dough, and 1 foot in America's, and 1 foot in your Hebrew way. Because when you're looking at, you know, us, like this is me and Maury Ariadne. We, you know, I don't know about you, Alpha Male, but we're Hebrews. But we work the white man job, be honest with you. We making a so-called white man's money. We're working his job. We're obeying by his rules. If we don't, we don't have no job. That's what we do every day.
Let me add to that. That's a choice you made.
There you go.
Right? Because, like I said a long time ago, when I decided that I no longer wanted to be part of Sodom and Gomorrah, I got me a motherfucking lawnmower. And then I got two lawnmowers. I was working for me. So there's a way to do it to where you're not serving two gods. And when you think you're serving two gods, you're only serving Satan. So that's a dangerous line to walk, you know. So yeah, you can make money and you can survive and you can have a great fucking life with the sweat of your brow. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take making a deal with the devil to survive, you know. Because once you do that, then like I said, you're not serving the Most High, you're serving the Most Low.
Hmm. Yeah. And then too, the devil one day, can Alpha Male going into, like, when people say that nowadays, I had to throw it back on them too. I'm like, well, we working for the white man and so and so. Well, you chose to work for the white man. Okay.
Right.
And here's why I say that. The white man is not rounding you up, throwing your ass, and making you like when our ancestors, making you come work for him. You choose to go work for him. When you go to a company or business and you put in an application, you chose to go work for them because you applying for his job. You go to interviews asking and trying to sell yourself. Notice the interview. What they say? You got to sell yourself. So you're trying to sell yourself, convince him why you good for the job. And they're going to ask you, well, why should I hire you on my job? You're trying to convince this motherfucker that you right for the job. So you asking to be on that, as people say, I'm going to the plantation. You asking to be on the plantation. So it's like when people, when we say this nowadays, you got to think, you got to look at your own self. shit, you went to that plantation and asked the motherfucker, could you be on the plantation? He didn't come round you up. You deliberately went into contract with him, an application. It ain't about a contract. You agreed. You put in an application. He agreed to pay you XYZ. And you even looked to get the Black Law's Dictionary and look up employee and employer. And it's going to tell you master and a contract between a master and servant.
Yep.
Or so what some would say, slave. But we choose. When we go on these jobs, we choose to work for whoever, the white man, black man. We choose to work for them.
Right.
So ain't nobody rounding you up trying to make your ass work. You choose, and you know what the greatest part of it is, brother. You can choose to leave that motherfucker when you want to.
That's right.
You can quit when you want to. So all of this, a lot of times, brother, man, we still in captivity. No, well, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I'm scheming. That's what I be saying. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Because I can, if I have the money right now, I and get me a passport, whatever. Whatever necessary I need to do, I get the fuck out of America if I chose so. Nobody's stopping me from leaving here. Like I said, motherfucker, we were just talking about earlier, people trying to break into America. Trying to break into America and get the little shit that we got. Like dude was saying on that video not too long ago, how black folks are searching for a key with a door wide open. And he was just talking about the opportunities. So like the FML, man, get you a lawnmower or whatever, brother, but go ahead. Man, my bad. Yeah,
I mean, you said it very well. I mean, you know, if you're, how do I put this? We're talking about your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So maybe your purpose is to break the chains of mental bondage because there's no longer the physical bondage. So focus on that. Look for ways out of your mental bondage, you know. Because like I said, I'll walk. There's nothing that can make me sacrifice my mental or my physical when I choose that enough is enough. There's nothing. You know, I'll walk away. I'll figure out a way. But no, I ain't gonna stay in something that's painful. I ain't built like that, you know. And none of us are. And that's why we complain, because we know, we know it ain't right. But I don't know if it's fear, because I'll never say a man ain't smart enough to change his position, but it has to be fear, you know. So break that fear. Make that your purpose. Make that your goal. You know, what they used to say with the teams, I'm fed up and I ain't taking this shit no more.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, that's sir. Where we got to be. And that's with man. Everything. Yep. That's with family, friends, countries, states, cities, it don't matter. When you tired and can't take no more, bust a move.
Man, yes, sir. And there's a quote. I love this quote. I just seen it on Facebook. Y'all heard me say it several times. It says, don't complain about the things that you accept. Say it again.
Right.
Don't complain about the things that you accept. Plain and simple. I love that quote.
So let's man the fuck up. Make some shit happen.
Like Joe Brown, eh?
Yeah, that's right. What you gonna do?
That's it.
What do you tell Rich? I don't
want to
hear that shit. What you
gonna
do?
Yeah. The choice is yours. That's what we're saying, man. The choice is ours, brother. You know, it is the choice. You have the choice. It's like, what are you gonna do? It's like we're saying, find a purpose, find your goal, find your niche in life, and strive to, you know, to do that. And it is, man. It's no excuses. And so Alpha Male was saying, it's like I was on the job. I was on the job for like 12 years. I was there, you know. It was all right. But then it just one day, man, the most I was like, hey, it's time for you to roll. It's time for you to get the hell out of here. I left. Because the guy was like, man, damn, bro. Man, because one guy, he was asking, man, how come you don't leave? I said, bro, it ain't my time. It ain't my time yet. You know, I had other things going on. I had child support, all this shit. I said, ain't my time. I got to sit still. I said, I know. When my time come, I'm out of here. So it was just something, man. I was like, hey, man, it's time for you to roll. I said, shit, I called my little other homie up in a little job I used to. I wore that one. Because he was trying to come to get me over there. It was more money over there at the other job. But I was still just staying where I was because it was closer to home where I was. But when I was out of the spirit, like, hey, man, time to go. I called my my supervisor when I met him. Hey, bro, this spot's still open for me. He said, no, it ain't really open, but I'll make one for you. I said, shit, make one. Shit, I was over there in 2 days. And been making, man, making hell of a lot more money. Waiting where I was. Shit, I might go to work and work about 5 hours a day. Still get paid for the whole 8 hours. And, it's man, it's been a blessing, though. And so even when I would say, I'm on the white man job. Y'all know what, though? Working on this white man job, it have helped me pay for Culture Freedom Radio over the years to talk to y'all and help, you know, inspire people who we have. Actually, to buy books from black-owned businesses. And it's like it's a matter of how we look at things. That's just me now, how I look at things. You know, I don't like I said, I've started to buy. I don't even have a black and white TV in my house no more. Y'all get what I'm saying. I hope y'all somebody catch that. I don't have a black and white TV. Yes. My thing is in color.
I caught it.
Yeah. So I don't see all that black and white bullshit like no more. I see color. I just see all different colors. I got this. Like I said, I'm on this iMac over here. It got this nice, beautiful retina. Now I can see colors good. Now sit on that old crazy ass Windows I was on. I can clearly see now that what they say the rain is gone. And, but anyway, man, I can see all the obstacles in my way. That's the old song. Y'all remember that. But, man, I can see things clearly, man. I don't deal with the – I'm just seeing things for what it is now, man. And I knew I got to do – that's why I said I'm shut up, Dave. I look at it deeper things that make me better and what's going to make me better. You know, I don't – you know, that's what I'm looking at. Because I got black motherfuckers I've had – try to dog me out. It is what it is, man. We got to make them choices, Dave. And you know, when you study in Torah, bro, you know what to do.
Yeah.
If not, throw it in the trash because it ain't doing you no good. And I ain't trying to be harsh, but throw it in the trash.
Hey, Morel, I understand what you're talking about. But when I say the dual world, I'm not talking about the black and white world. Like you just mentioned, I'm talking about the world, period. Like, you know, I don't play all that black and white shit when it comes to...
No, I know you. I know you weren't talking about that, though. But I'm just saying, you know, I know you weren't talking about that. But I'm just saying, somebody listening out there.
When I'm talking about me and Moray REI is still dealing with the damn world when it comes to work. Like, you know, they try to push the LGBT bullshit in the workplace. But, like, I worked at a beauty supply store at one time, a chain one at one time. You know, when I wasn't doing hair at one point, part-time job. And they told us, and I'm being serious, I didn't see black and white at that time. I had put all that bullshit out of my mind because I, a long time ago, put that shit out of my mind. But these motherfuckers, I'm telling you what they had us to do. I was the only, you know, like, real guy in the supply store. They was making us, it was, you know, it's what they call Pride Month. And the beauty supply chain wanted us to wear a rainbow name tag. Do you know I was the only motherfucker that said, I'm not doing that. I walked in that motherfucker next day with the Star David flag name tag. My manager was like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? I said, I don't promote that gay shit. See what I'm saying? It's the fact that when you're working for people outside, you know, They want you to push within this world. It's not a black and white thing.
Well, I'll ask you something, Dave, right fast, before we get too far. Did they fire you for not wearing it? Did they write you up anything for not wearing the name tag?
Hell no. But I told her I'm not wearing that shit.
Okay.
And
but did she allow you to wear your Star David name tag?
After I told her I won't wear that bullshit, I told her I ain't wearing that damn rainbow shit. I don't represent that.
So that's understandable. So y'all came to understand it. So my thing, what would be the problem? What's the problem?
See, what I'm talking about is we still work. When I brought that up earlier, me and Maury REI still work for we still in the dual world. You know, it come time for working for, you know, people in America. They want to push that shit on you. You know, all these companies, all the USA, I don't give a fuck who you work for. They want to push the Sodom and Gomorrah lifestyle on you. You know, but when you say, I'm not doing that shit, they don't like you. So that's what I'm talking about when I say we still work for the enemy. Because all these companies push that shit on you.
They would try.
But when you say you're not doing it, they could try.
But see, that's what I'm asking you, Jay. You say, okay, well, they forcing it on you. If they were forcing it on you, you'd been fired like a motherfucker because you didn't do it.
Right.
Because you would have had it. You're going to put this damn tag on and your ass is fired. You didn't do it. And she didn't make you. And she asked, she probably asked y'all, but you didn't do it. Because number one, so it's how you do things as well. So they know what every job I ever been. When I was Muslim, I used to go in that mother from a suit. I mean, not suit. I used to wear bow ties and all. They were my goddamn uniform back in the day without Islam, wear kufis, all types. Represent my, they never mess with me. Like, even now, I'd be on the CBs, I'm talking all my stuff. They be calling me Lil Malcolm X at work. Me right now, they call me Malcolm. But I let them know who I am. I let them know my faith. We had a little chaplain up there. I was like, hey, man, now he was trying to tell me all about that Jesus stuff. I say, no, I don't do that right there. And I was to them, I say, hey, no, I practice, you know, a form of Judaism. That's what language so-called European, they understand. If I said Israelite shit, oh, no, they're going to try to think something else. I said, no. I said, I practice form of Judaism. I deal with Torah only, what y'all, Tanakh only, what y'all call Old Testament. I don't believe in all that Jesus stuff. And then break it down to him. He's like, oh, you know what? I'm glad we had this talk. He had to back the fuck up off me. But he gonna respect my stance. You don't fuck with me. They know what I stand for. You don't force me none of this shit on me. Well, see, that's what you got to do. You got to let them know. Like, they know when they have Christmas shit, they know I don't do no Christmas, all that old stuff. Man, shit. None of that. But you got to make your stand. Yeah. Like, if you don't... Like, that's why I asked you, did she write you up? Did she suspend you anything? So,
hell no, she did.
That's
not.
What I'm asking. I understand you said they trying to get you to do, and they're trying to push that. But you make your stands.
This was a long time ago when that happened. I ain't talking about now. I'm talking about a long time ago. Like about 5 or 6 years ago, I was at a beauty supply store, you know, on the side where I was working, you know, as a hairstylist and a barber. And, you know, I was just trying to make a little extra money, you know, and like I said, it was, you know, you don't want to go outside the field when you know something. You know, so, yeah, so they was trying to get everybody to wear that rainbow shit. I think it was like May or June. And I was like, I'm not putting that shit on. And she got there, looked at my ass crazy. I was the only nigga that did.
But she knew you was kind of what she knew you was like. I ain't, I'm gonna say Jew. Well, studied it. Well, I'm gonna say like as a Jew. She knew that though, didn't it?
Hell yeah, I made a friend. Yeah. I was a Jew. I was my.
That's why she wasn't gonna fuck with you though. She might have been mad, but she wasn't gonna fuck with you because she knew you had they know when you have something like that. See, that's the power. I know a lot of the country community don't understand. I'm gonna hear up let Alpha Male get in too. So you got they know you got a community behind you, just like they got the LGBT. You got a community behind you. You might not go to a synagogue, but when you say basically I'm an Israelite or basically a Jew, but we using that term now. They know you got a community behind you. They fire you. They know they got an ass boy. They got something that can come behind them, a fireball. They don't want to deal with that shit there. They might get mad, you know, but they don't want to have to deal with that, because number one, see, you have something you backed by the United States Constitution, which they try to make that out of like toilet paper now, but you got something backed by you by the United States Constitution, freedom of religion. Now, I know the country community hate that word, but you have that to bag you, and you ain't gonna fuck with you because with that, they'll get their ass sued like a mother sucker. But see, you know, they got their marriage and all, but that holds more. They're gonna hold more weight, and that's one thing people didn't like up. But they didn't. I got to throw the politics in here. With Trump, everybody was talking about. See, he gave us. Well, I ain't gonna say us, but he signed when he was in there that bill to protect your religious right. They don't give a fuck what religious right that you have. Sign that thing to protect your religious freedom and your rights, and that's what they can't stand either. But nah, they ain't gonna fuck with you on that. As long as you made it known clear what you are, and maybe if you don't have to say it now, you're going to your yarmulke on or whatever you got. Nah, they know. They ain't finna fuck with that. They might not like it because you ain't gonna do it, but they ain't gonna fuck with them, but you got a community behind you.
Well, another thing they do is they chip away at you too. Because for me, they would have known not to even bring that shit to me.
Yes, sir.
Because of our previous encounters. Cause, see, I don't say a lot. You either get a yes or a no from me. Mm-hmm. So, like, they don't have time to try to figure out how to manipulate what I said because all I said was yes or no. You know, you don't need to know why I don't like onions. Need to know why. You know, don't even know why I'm allergic to poison ivy. I just fucking out. Now I'm back to fuck off. It's none of your goddamn business what I love or hate. The only thing that matters is if I tell you yes or no. And at that point, if you persist, now you're threatening me. And I don't mind choking the shit out you. So, you know, I always tell people, like, the very first thing they come at you with, kind of, you know, give them the impression that I'm a motherfucking man, and don't you ever think for 1 minute you can come to me like that again. And you'll never have that problem again. You know, shit. And when we want to talk about problems, shit, they kicked me out of the military. Kicked me the fuck out. Because when I said enough's enough and this shit ain't for me, shit, I ain't give a fuck what they did. They threatened me with Leavenworth. They gonna take my stripes and it's not easy out there to make it. I'm like, oh, fuck y'all faggots. Shit.
God damn.
Do your worst and I'll do my best.
Somebody shooting and shit in them. Well,
hey, Alpha Male, what branch was you in?
Damn. Let me do this for Alpha Male right fast. When they seen Alpha Male, this is what they seen on Alpha Male expression. He ain't had to say nothing. It was like this.
You don't want that smoke.
God damn.
Hey, Alpha Male, what branch was you in?
Air Force.
Okay. Yeah, I can see why they thought that. You know, that's one thing about, you know, different branches. My granddaddy was in Navy, and I've heard stories, you know, World War II stories about how they used to fuck with, you know, the black men back in World War II. And like I said, you know, I've heard all kinds of stories how they like to, you know, especially butt-breaking during World War II. My granddad used to tell me all kinds of stories about that, how they used to make them, like, the white sailors would be on the ship. And outside, they would make them sleep outside when it was raining and the storms and shit. So I heard all kinds of stories about that. So, yeah, my granddaddy had some World War II stories for your ass, and they'll make you have nightmares.
Yeah, but
but
they survived because they had that sense of purpose. They wasn't just there, but they had a sense of purpose, and come hell or high water, they would achieve that goal. You know,
yeah, and they had some stories. That's why I said behind the enemy's lines, that ain't no joke. I tell you this, Alpha Male, thank you for your service, man.
Don't,
like
don't
I said, man,
don't thank me for that bullshit I did.
But you know what I'm saying.
I was young, I was dumb, and I would tell anybody, don't let your kids go in that bullshit.
Go away, Alpha Male. I like you, man. Go away.
Shit. I mean, I wasn't born that long ago, but I damn sure wasn't born yesterday. Shit. You know?
Yeah, it's
back to, you know, you gotta develop a purpose, and when you develop that purpose, you'll know what you will and you won't do. And regardless of the situation, you'll never take your eyes off the prize. You know, so that's my little tidbit. You know, you got to be stronger than your foe. Did we get cut off?
No, my mic.
I had my mic muted, my bad. I had to step off for a while. I was shooting some goddamn well.
I'm here. I hear you, Alpha Male.
Yeah.
He shoot. I hear you.
Yeah,
but,
we got like a...
Man.
Yeah, we got like, let me see, we got like 6 minutes before we go into overtime. I mentioned this right fast. I want to play this right fast before we go into overtime. And but I was talking about the father of this thing they had. The father of black history was a Puerto Rican. I want to just play this right fast so can y'all hear it.
Did you know that historically that the Sherlock Holmes of black history and the person who amassed the largest collection of Afro-descendant texts is a black Puerto Rican?
The father of black history, Arturo Alfonso Schomburg, was a historian, writer, activist, collector, and important figure of the Harlem Renaissance. Born in 1874 in Santurce, Puerto Rico, his mother was Maria Joseph, a freeborn black midwife from St. Croix, and his father a merchant of German ancestry. Schomburg's dedication was ignited while in grade school when one of his white supremacist teachers claimed that blacks had no history, heroes, or accomplishments. Inspired to prove his bigoted teacher wrong, Schomburg determined that he would find and document the accomplishments of Africans and Afro-descendants. He was a mentor to Langston Hughes and Claude McKay and collaborated with many African-American leaders such as W.E.B. Du Bois, Charles S. Johnson, and Alain Locke. Schomburg's essay, The Negro Digs Up His Past, was included in the anthology, The New Negro, edited by Locke. In 1891, a teenage Schomburg migrated to New York City, settling in an enclave of Cuban and Puerto Rican cigar workers and nationalist intellectuals and activists. Very active in the liberation movements of Puerto Rico and Cuba, he founded Las Dos Antillas, a cultural and political group that worked for the independence of the islands from Spain. During 1891 to 1895, this same group of independence fighters had an active membership in the Freemason El Sol de Cuba No. 38 Lodge. There were visitors from almost every republic of South America in the Sol de Cuba Lodge, and all work was conducted entirely in Spanish. In 1892, Schomburg was initiated as a Freemason. After the collapse of the Cuban revolutionary struggle and the recolonization of Puerto Rico to the U.S., Schomburg turned his attention to the African-American community. In 1911, Schomburg was elected master of his lodge. That same year, he also founded the Negro Society for Historical Research. Schomburg renamed El Sol de Cuba No. 38 to Prince Hall Lodge in honor of the first Black Freemason in the U.S. One of his duties was translating rituals and proceedings from Spanish to English. In 1918, he was elected Grand Secretary, holding this position until 1926. Schomburg's first article, Is Haiti Decadent?, appeared in a 1904 issue of the Unique Advertiser. By 1909, Schomburg wrote a profile on the poet and independence fighter Gabriel de la Concepción Valdez titled Plácido, a Cuban Martyr. Plácido was a prominent Cuban free mulatto poet and was identified as being the leader of a faction of people of color within a vast revolutionary conspiracy involving enslaved Africans and Afro-descendants, free people of color, Cuban-born whites, and foreigners called La Escalera Conspiracy.
It was a more to it. Anybody call it more minute, but I'm going to stop that. But there's some couple of things in there. So he was a mulatto. Yep, damn, I forgot. Y'all cut it off. Go and look it up on YouTube, fam. Y'all can look that up. The father of Black history was a Puerto Rican. That's the name of the YouTube clip. But they, in that, see, that y'all go back and study the Talented Tenth again. The Talented Tenth, which we y'all know it's the Boule. Notice that when he said he came to America, the people he kicked it with, he hooked up with, the fucking Boule. Yeah. W.E.B. Du Bois, Charles Russell, well, I think it's Charles Russell, whatever dude's name. It was the people who started the Boule. And pay attention. Y'all, I don't know if y'all ever paid attention to this shit, man. I paid attention a long time ago. Me and Eric did a show, and we talked about this one time. Y'all ever pay attention to motherfuckers that got them part? Like, look at all of them. W.E.B. Du Bois, back in the days, all of them used to wear their part down their head. Their lip part. And Farrakhan wear that same shit too. A couple of more. I think O'Day, I might get in trouble. And don't Nori Muhammad got that shit too? Y'all better pay attention. A lot of them motherfuckers back in the day used to have to let Dr. York had to let motherfucking part down and let head. And none of, I'm telling y'all, it's some to that because y'all gotta look at a lot of them like they was Freemasons. Mostly everyone I'm talking about. They was under the Boule. But a lot of them got, and notice all back then, a lot of them was in who these prominent so-called leaders, all Freemasons or they were Boule. And you go back again, you're talking about the Marcus Garvey. Who went against Marcus Garvey and what he was trying to achieve? The Boule, W.E.B. Du Bois, that little light-skinned mulatto motherfucker. And then we going back. There's so much, we're going to get into some shows on a lot of this stuff because, like, you know, even when people talk about, and I found this history, I was looking at it. People be talking about, man, I went to HBCUs. The trick with these HBCUs again. I found out Howard University was started. That's named after a Civil War. He was something. What the hell? I got to look that back up. He was a European dude, what we call AKA white. And some Civil War. He had something to do. He was in the Civil War. It's like, whoa, Howard University. We already know Spelman was named after Rockefeller's wife, the one who started Morehouse. That was actually supposed to have been a seminary school, started by a European man. So, yeah, it's some stuff we're going to start getting into on here, y'all. Break it down. Like Kevin Campbell, break it down. Yes, sir, we're going to break it down. Yeah, but I didn't want to play.
Yeah, you
had
to bring up Kevin Campbell games.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could have picked somebody else. Cause,
oh, my bad, y'all. My bad.
Hey, you going to bring justice on the show. You talk about Kevin Campbell in the
book. Oh, yeah. So what had happened was... No. Yeah, I made a mistake. I just got to... caught up in the word I said. I didn't think about who was saying.
Just is going to come up here talking about Michelle Obama. There's an encounter with Michelle Obama.
Moon Man and the Fun Bunch.
Yeah, the Fun Bunch. He Boule too. Moon Man, Boule too. You listen to me, y'all. Bootlicking the damn black politicians. Shit, he ain't shit either.
he is shepherd for the devil, just like the rest of them.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, he in D.C. I've been to D.C. D.C. is fruitcake, damn fruitcake state. Hey, look, I rep the DMV. I know. I've been to D.C. D.C. is nothing but damn fruitcake politicians. That's all it is.
Let me tell you something about what you're saying, Dave. Now, back when I was probably 22, 23, well, I had a little crew of fellas. You know, we used to go around to the club, you know, have some drinks, mess with the babies. So one dude says, man, we got to go party in D.C. And I'm like, cool. You know, I ain't know nothing about it. So we get down there, and I'm like, why the fuck is it all house music? Right? And I said, well, fuck it. They only, you know, different, some different shit. So go to the bar, grab a drink, and, you know, I'm like I said, I'm very observant. And I'm watching. And I'm like, all these guys like dance like faggots. is it just me? You know what I mean? And so I looked at my other boy like, yo, man, is something wrong? He's like, yeah, something really wrong. So I was like, yo, we got to bounce. But my one partner was like, man, shit, why y'all want to roll, man? I was having fun. Shit, we had to cut them motherfuckers loose.
Damn.
So this shit been going on for 30, 40 years. We just didn't know about it. So Dave is exactly right. That's fucking fag city around that bitch.
Damn piece of
hey,
meat.
Hey, you know how politicians got to go up there. Look, hey. What did you just say about the Boule? Who built D.C.? Benjamin Banneker. who was a black Boule? Benjamin Banneker. Go look right. Up. There's
yeah.
A rep Benjamin Banneker. All of them. You ask motherfuckers about, they talk about the go-go and the house music. The go-go music and mambo sauce shit. Go look up Benjamin Banneker. He was nothing but a tool for the damn so-called United States. Talking about he was the first black man fought for the war. Why would you fight for something you was a slave of?
Yeah. Well, people do it every day. They shit.
You see what I'm talking about with Benjamin Banneker? Go look him up. Benjamin Banneker had a whole bunch of bullshit behind him. Yeah, that's why.
The first black almanac.
Yeah, first black coon.
Damn.
First black coon. Hey, I ain't gonna sit up there and give Benjamin Banneker no praise because I hear black people all the time. But I'm in the DMV. I hear black people all the time. You know Benjamin Banneker, he was first black man, 1776. I'm like,
yep,
motherfucker, you know. I'm like, motherfucker, 1776? Like, shit. He could have kept that shit to it. Y'all could keep that shit y'all self. Talking about Howard University. Howard University ain't nothing but a damn coon place.
Damn.
Shit, they got more. They ain't got. You talking about Howard University? They ain't got no motherfucking African coons.
Damn.
Africans go there. They ain't no. Hey, I've been there.
But Howard.
People ain't no motherfuckers. Howard ain't no damn real niggas there. But
no.
Damn Africans.
Damn.
My man. Right, there was punks and punks.
Yeah.
And look, you remember with Farrakhan back in the day, Farrakhan used to always say, rep Howard University, him and Malik Zulu Shabazz. You remember that? Malik Zulu Shabazz used to always say, Howard University, Dr. Khalid Muhammad. Just watch this shit.
Damn.
Dr. Khalid Muhammad used to always talk that shit about being black power.
On them HBCU.
He got, he'd be on the damn Howard University campus.
Mm.
He was mad because Howard University told him he could not speak there. They banned him from the campus. He was mad as shit. I'm like, why would you mad that you can't speak on an HBCU campus? A bunch of light-skinned, high-yellow niggas. High-yellow, light-skinned niggas. Fuck them. I wasn't going to be on no HBCU campus any damn way. Bunch of damn Greek organizations.
And that's what I really want. That's a show I want to do. I want to do that one at first, but not today, but last week, I changed it up. We're going to research and get into that one. Got to bring this stuff out, because that'll bring all of the tricks that black people have been played with too, and been deceived by a lot of shit too. But yeah, the dude that they actually named it after, his name was Oliver Otis Howard. He was a career Army general in the Union Army. And let me see. But at first, Howard University, it was. I'm looking at it right here. At first, it was called Theological Institute. Then later, the Theological and Normal Institute. But then they changed it to Howard University, named after that Union general, a.k.a. white dude. Interesting.
Just think about it. Even when with your Kamala Harris, you know, it's how in order for her to relate to black people, what's the first thing she did? I'm an AKA.
Did she go to Howard?
I'm an AKA. Yeah.
She said she was.
First thing she said was in order to relate to black people. I'm an AK. The fuck gives a damn you an AK? You know, what was that? How is that going to get you black vote?
Because bitches are stupid.
Yeah. I need to download and read. Yeah.
Hey, look, what did she say? I'm an AK. I don't give a fuck if you're an AK or not. What is that gonna get you for black people?
I gotta do this show. We gotta go ahead and do this show next, because y'all don't talk it up now. Because I was gonna want to do this show, like, ass. Why do so-called African-American pledge Greek fraternities and sororities? You call yourself an African or African descent, but you pledge in Greek fraternities. We say, I'm about that Greek life. What do y'all think about this doing that show? I mean, I got to ask y'all first. What y'all think about? Go ahead.
Hey, Maury Aria, I'm going to tell you something. I've been talking about that shit long time ago. I'm going to tell you this right now. I get drained by doing this shit. I talk about it every damn week about these damn Negroes pledging Omega, pledging Kappa, pledging, what did he say? What we come up, the Kappas and the Deltas and the man stuff. I'm like, I don't want to. I see Negroes. I saw a nigga at work today with a Q shirt on. I'm like, nigga, I'm a fuck around all monstrous with dark skin, nigga. I'm like, you walk around with a Q shirt on, nigga. You know, it's how they got dark black men as dogs.
Yes.
And then they got light skin dudes as Kappas. Kappas is known for being smart. Right? But most Kappas is light skin. But But the Cube dogs is dark skinned, so the dark black men gotta be dogs.
And then they get brand. Go ahead, Alfred, they got brand on them.
I tell you something else I noticed too. All the motherfuckers in them Greek sororities, them motherfuckers been touched. They got some feminine faggot ass ways about them too.
Sure,
especially the candy cane. Well, that's the capital of the candy cane, the red and white, ain't it?
They're all bitches to me.
Twerking around with some damn candy cane.
Yeah, them supposed to be like the pretty boys. They be wearing them little tight ass suits and shit. You know, they supposed to be y'all real sophisticated. And yeah, we got this. Because you know what? I was just thinking about that. I hate to even go so much in. We'll bring it down, break it back down, though. Because I was thinking about, you know, how back in the days it was against the law of the land of America for them to even educate black folks, even teach black people how to read and all this type of stuff. And then once they emancipated and so-called emancipated, I'm looking at it. Because I was thinking about all these HBCUs. And I'm like, damn, okay. It's almost like they control the word control opposition. Well, shit, if they're going to get education now, we're going to control how they get educated. So they start these institutions. We'll train them, but they're going to be educated the way we want them to know. And it's like, that's why the boule them, but what they say, the advisors to the king.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that shit, man, it's real deep. You know, to get my mind together, that'd probably be the next show. Go into this shit, man. But that's why you had it. Again, all these dudes, like I said, W.E.B. Du Bois, all of these people, the talent in them, and pattern themselves out the Greek culture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that's another reason we never get out the hole we in because of them motherfuckers.
Hey, Maury, I'm going to tell you something, but them organizations ain't really doing too good. You're looking at it right now, they ain't doing too good.
That's the plan.
I'm being serious with you. you're looking at it, a lot of black organizations, like you talking about like that, shit. Ain't nobody joining that shit like that. Shit,
no.
You're looking at these colleges, black HBCUs, Morehouse just got flooded. Morehouse and Spelman, Clark Atlanta University, they just had a flood down there in Atlanta.
Yeah. And most of them integrated now anyway.
Yeah, I got white girls talking about they deltas.
Bruh.
White girls.
Jackson State got a, I don't know if she's white, Latino, one of them. She's a punter on the football field, on the football team.
Yeah.
At Jackson State.
Man, what? Y'all talk about these light-skinned ladies, shit. Yeah, light-skinned ladies is white, too. I don't give a fuck. I cuss light-skinned people out all the time. Shit. I ain't impressed by red bones no more. Back in the day, you'll see me bootlicking and kissing up to some of these motherfuckers. Shit, not no more. I found out the righteous I used to be with the nation and all that shit. I used to be in all that. They tried out a little light-skinned leader. I'm sitting up there all bootlicking. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Shit, I don't sound good no more.
You know, that's funny because I don't know if it was Judge Joe Brown or Dr. Robert X explaining how the one drop rule came about. You know, so many plantation owners were having babies by the captives they were raping, that they had to figure out a way to include the offspring as heirs so they can keep land and stuff like that. So if that is true, you know, it would kind of shed some light on the practice of always elevating mulattoes.
And you know what? Alpha Male, I talked about that earlier. You ain't hear me? How,
no.
When, even when we talked about the sense of purpose, you know, you get these brothers that, you know, what they do? They go, as soon as they get some money, they get a football contract. What did I say they do earlier? Marry a red bone. They go marry a light-skinned girl. You're like, well, why the fuck when you get some money, you think the trophy is a damn El Camino. You think a trophy is a chick that look like Vanessa Williams or Lisa Ray. Just go check it out. Every time somebody dark-skinned gets some money or makes some goddamn money, they got to marry a fucking red bone.
Oh, shit. Eddie Murphy said it better than anybody. He said, shit, when he got money, shit, white people were coming, hey, this is my daughter. Hey, give her a hug. Give her a kiss. Go ahead and fuck her.
Alpha Male. But I'm just saying, for real. Alpha Male, just look at it. You don't want to marry no white lady. Next thing you do, get your red bone. And then what did these niggas say? Well, she black, too. She black, too. She black. I'm looking at these niggas like, that's a damn, I don't care what y'all light skin ladies say. Lisa Ray, she a white girl.
Damn.
Tracy Spencer. And I'm going to tell you something. Growing up, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't going to step in front. Back in the day, I used to be red bone crazy. Shit, you did. I used to be in love with her. But now, hell no. Hell no. I don't want no musty ass red bone. Shit, you drop one of them out now. I'm going to tell you, get your, move your little white asshole.
But that's great. It's something Alpha Male was saying earlier. And I don't know if you ever read Destruction of Black Civilization. You ever read that book?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like what you were saying about the mulatto thing. That's in one of his chapters, the mulatto problem. You talking about the one drop blood? That's it. The one drop blood. That's it.
One drop.
Dr. Chancellor Williams.
Yeah.
He was a great historian about shit like that.
Yep, he go into that, talk about the mulatto problem in his book.
And you know how all the leaders, Booker T. Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois, even when we looking at, you know, the damn, what was that, some of the damn Rosa Parks, she was put the first lady to sit down and integrate. You know, all these black people that want to fucking integrate with light skin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. they even trying to make Nat Turner light skin now.
Hell no.
Yep.
Dang.
If you look at the pictures, you keep getting lighter and lighter.
Damn.
Hey, Alpha Male. Yeah. I'm from Virginia. They say he a Nasman Indian. They don't even say he black.
Oh, man.
They say he Native American. You got Native Americans that say Nat Turner was a Native American. He was part of the Nasman Indians.
Man.
I'm being serious, Alpha Male. I'm from here.
Yeah.
I know this shit. I talked to black Indians all day. Shit, that motherfucker, Nat Turner was Indian. They said Nat Turner's great-great-great-great-granddaughter is the chief of either the Nasman Indian or one of them damn tribes around here. I don't know. But She white as hell.
So how the hell do you end up in captivity?
That's what I say.
That's something. Yeah. Somebody.
I thought the Indians was free.
Oh, last thing. Y'all talked about Camel Toe Harris.
Camel Toe.
Yeah. Now, there's no African or, as we say, black lineage, period, in her bloodline.
She's a coolie. She's a damn coolie, like Super Cat. She's no different than the motherfuckers that work at Subway.
She's a Hindu,
yep,
and something else, but she ain't got no black in her. Well, Willie, he was all up in it, but her bloodline has no African in it. Period. Point blank.
Yep. They said her daddy was Jamaican, and her mama was, I think, what you call it, even talk, Judge O'Brown. Her mama was, what you call them, Hindus, the Brahmin people or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her daddy's supposed to be Jamaican.
Didn't I just say her mama owned Subway? I just said that her mama owned 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
the one that be in your community sell you liquor, pork, and cigarettes.
But yeah, so all the trickery. I never forget telling my wife that before they voted for that retarded motherfucker. I was like, that bitch ain't even black. That's what all black women were saying. Well, you know, it'd be the first black man. I said, that bitch ain't black.
Damn.
If you want a real black woman to represent you, you need to check out Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Who's she? Who's she? One of your bitches? Like, come on now.
Yeah.
I'm being for real.
That's what they're cold-blooded, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she's an AK. K validated her to being black.
Yep.
You remember that? We talk about the Brulé. She said she was... Her validation was going back to Howard University.
Yep, HBCU again.
Got her black validation.
Dr. King, Morehouse. Dr. King, Morehouse, Boulé, Omegas, yes, sir. Yeah, shit.
Morehouse.
But you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head with that controlled opposition, because that's all the fuck it is.
Yeah. I sure was thinking that, bro. I'm like, damn, okay, so they educate. Because I can't watch, damn, they got all the colleges and universities. Like, oh, they slick. So just educate these Negroes. Oh, no, you still got them because you the one educating them and propping them up. Yeah.
Then a motherfucker like me that know they lying. Now I'm a problem. I'm a problem child.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's crazy. Go ahead, bro.
I don't like being lied to. It's one thing to be lied to, but back then they would discipline you to reinforce their lie.
Man.
And I'll fuck a teacher up too.
Yeah. And you see how crazy it is, too, bro? I just want to throw this in there, right? But you see how crazy it is right fast? We're going back to education. Now, it used to be against the law for you to teach what they call our ancestor, a slave, or a person who was enslaved, how to read. But now, if you don't let your child go to school, your ass can end up going to jail and get penalized.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. Umar Johnson School. Look at this. Umar Johnson is so pro-black, but he brags on his education. All he goes, I got a degree. I got a college degree. I got a college degree. Nigga, if you was really black, why the fuck you, why don't you not rep your degrees?
Mm. He went to HBCU too, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he
matter of fact, he Omega Psi Phi.
Oh, he Greek too? Oh, shit.
He talk all that pro-black shit, but he Omega. He talk all that Dr. Francis Cress Wilson shit. And look, listen at this. They pride themselves on Dr. Francis Cress Wilson, who was a HBCU. She went to Howard University.
About that Greek life. Damn. I wonder, though, man. And I asked that shit at work the other day, too. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I asked them, because I was, like, thinking about doing this topic. And a couple of guys said, man, you know what? I've been wanting the same damn thing. Other guys asked, is it the same shit? I've been wondering about that my goddamn self. But nobody probably who was up there, I don't know if none of them guys pleased or not, but they sure the hell in ounce and say shit. But I asked the guy, he was in one of them. He said he was Mason and Greek. Oh, man, his logic was, well, we just used the letters. That's what he said. But I'm like, bro, why would you use the letters? And then Kemet had alphabets way before the goddamn Greeks. How come y'all don't use the Kemetic letters or symbols or whatever? Yeah, why you choose Greek? Hell, even, you know, Hebrew way before that. Why y'all don't even Hebrew anything?
Yeah,
no answer.
Greeks didn't even know what their asshole was for.
So, like, you right by that, Alpha Male. You right by that.
Yeah, Greek historical culture is faggotism. They didn't. The only reason they was fuck a woman was to make a soldier.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's why I say all these fruity motherfuckers, they need to check who they repping and shit, because dirty shit going on.
Hey, Alpha Male. REI, listen at this. Jesus is Jupiter. Jesus is really Zeus. Zeus is really Jupiter. People love their Yahawashah and their Jesus. They supposed to be Jesus black man. Nah, Jesus white.
Was it Zeus that had a little faggot boy? He considered his lover.
Damn.
Yeah. Jesus is a faggot. That's why I keep saying Jesus. Y'all keep talking about Jesus and Yahawashah is the same person.
Well, Zeus. That right there got me the first ass whooping, real ass whooping I ever got.
I wasn't big enough to see over the counter.
And I said to my mom, why does Jesus look like a faggot instead of looking like a man like my dad? Boy.
Damn.
Look, they tell us Jesus, they want to tell Jesus black, but Jesus is white, for real. It's not about Jesus being black. Jesus had woolly hair. Nah, Jesus was woolly hair Greek.
Oh.
And they, the cold-blooded part, that's what they don't get into enough, because they, like I said, bro, when they start talking about these camps beside talking about that the Israelites said, Israelites, we was Hellenized, you know, and they said we was made in falling the Greek culture and all, it was forced on us. But now I got some books from the European Jews. Now I call them the European Jews that say that a lot of the, now they'll say Jews, that they just gonna put it in as Jews. They said that it was a lot of Greeks who took on the Jewish customs and tradition. But you don't hear that from the Israelites. No, they just say that the Israelites was forced into the Greek culture. They say a lot of the Greeks took on And that's when you start, because, you know, they'll talk about, you hear the camp start talking about the Maccabees and all of this shit, Jonathan Maccabees, but they were goddamn Greeks, though.
Show up.
The Maccabees, the Maccabean period, those were Greeks. Hasmoneans, them, well, they were no fucking Israelites. They were Greeks who converted to that tradition.
Show up.
All right. Yes, tell them about that other bullshit. Well, you know, Jesus ain't Yahweh or whatever they be saying.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that. Dave, now I know you know. I can't even get it. Dude, you don't heard them say that Jesus and Yahweh Shah is two different people, right?
I've heard them say that before.
Yep. Now, Israel United in Christ won't say it because they'll say, but I know ISUPK them said, most of them other groups, because, you know, Israel United in Christ, they say Jesus. But yeah, Captain Zoria, I say that shit all the time. That's two different people.
No, they, look, Jesus, Zeus, Jupiter, Yahweh, same person. Go look. I did a thing about it. I don't know if you remember that, REI. I did a thing about I don't know if you still got it on the Liberation Tabernacle talk sheet.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I did a thing about LGBT Christianity and the Messianics. I don't know what the title was, but I did a thing and I talked about it. I broke down about the LGBT and the Greeks, Yahweh Shah. I broke that shit down.
Bro, Dave, I wish I still had this book. I gave it to a dude I was working with who was in the ministry, because I was trying to show him a lot of this stuff. It was a book from a seminary school, theology. Theological seminary school. I had got found the mother in the garbage at work. But they tell you what you saying about Zeus and Jesus, bro, it's in that book. They were saying when they was trying to, I can't remember exactly how it goes, I got to just paraphrase a little bit. When they was trying to figure out a name to bring to the Greek people, and he said Zeus or something. They got, but anyway, in a nutshell, they was trying to find out how to translate that name over to the Greek people, like Jesus or whatever. And they utilized some of the name of Zeus, what you saying. I remember even doing this, and they said Jazus, you know, and all that. They actually, in that book, that theology book, they even mentioned that, how they used in some portion of the name Jesus and some portion of the name Zeus. That was the only way they was going to get the Greeks to basically accept it. And what you're saying about that, I remember that history too. Like they said, like you said, bro, as it went from the Greeks with Zeus, and then you said the Romans, it would change to Jupiter, but it's the same God.
It is! It's the same damn God!
If you look at the spelling, I mean, the original enunciation was Jesus.
Yep. King James 16:11, Isus. Like all the camps be telling you to read, get the King James 11, get the King James 11, 16:11, my bad. And it says, it was with an I, Isus. That was the name of it, y'all. Isus.
Okay.
Yep, man. Look it up online. You can get the King James 16:11 online and look it up. That motherfucker going to say Isus. That sound just like Jesus, Zeus to me.
Yeah.
I promise you, bro, it was in a theater. Man, I wish I had kept that damn book.
The truth in plain sight.
Yeah, man, I used to study that shit because they talk about Christology, and they was teaching you about how Christology and even about the Trinity. Even in that book, they said, man, the Trinity is not biblical, and they don't really understand it, but they teach it anyway. That was in that book, man. That book, that was something else, man. Like, damn.
The Trinity sounds gay.
Yeah. But
hey, think about it.
Go ahead, brother.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Where Mama at?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Muddy, yeah. One of y'all brother was saying, oh, that was after you asked that question, was Zeus had this little boy. Y'all ever seen this picture they had supposed to be like God and got a little boy leaned all over on him and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a cathedral somewhere. They had a picture like this priest. He was standing there, and then he had this little boy right in front of him, and he was – the little boy head was right at his penis, and he was holding, he had his hand behind his head. There was a statue on a cathedral somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was giving him a blowjob, you know, the way this. I was like, damn.
Yeah. For some reason, the name Gadamine comes into my head.
I don't know,
but yeah, but it was part of that I can't even think now.
Mm.
But that Greek gay shit.
Hey, Alpha Male, you were talking about DC being gay earlier. Listen mm-hmm. at this. There's a part of DMV has the DMV, right? Mm-hmm. They have festivals down here. They're where they represent the Greek festivals. The Neptune Festival. Look it up.
Damn.
They have festivals down here in VA where they honor Greek statues. Matter of fact, Virginia has a part of the state called Alexandria, Virginia, where they
Damn.
Honor Alexander the Great.
The 49th annual Neptune Festival Boardwalk Weekend in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a Greek. They be having a Greek festival here in Memphis every year.
Hey, right. I'm being serious. That shit nasty as fuck. That shit nasty. I ain't never went, but I've had, because I ain't in that part of Virginia, but I know that's real represented.
Damn.
That's well represented. It's well represented. I've heard people who have went, because I ain't from that part of Virginia, but I tell you that I've heard people say that they go every year. A lot of big time people go there.
Yeah,
and
they got
like,
Yeah, they got these old gay ass statues and shit. Motherfuckers dressed all gay and fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Capitol was founded in 1901.
That's why I be trying to tell y'all about that shit. That's why I say, man. That's why I tell you about all that stuff. That's why. I tell you this, Alpha Male, DMV, you are absolutely correct about that. They honor that dumb shit down here, too. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the hell? That's why I say for me, hey, Ari, I'm a loner. I'm a loner.
Yeah.
I've been by myself. It feels like, I'm telling you something, I'd rather stay at home than to be a socialite.
Yeah.
I agree with you 1,000%.
I will stay at my motherfucking house. I will go to sleep before I go outside. I'll go get me a bottle of liquor, drink that motherfucker, by myself in the dark, like Phyllis Hyman.
Yeah.
I will be living all alone like Phyllis Hyman.
Well, you know she was a dyke too.
Damn.
y'all gotta watch that shit. Now, you done brought up Tevin Campbell, now a dyke. I mean, come on now.
So we can't name nobody. We getting fucked up now.
Hey, don't talk about Phyllis Hyman now. You know I love me some Phyllis Hyman.
Yeah.
Damn, we can't name. We got to reexamine everybody we used to listen to now.
Well, I told you a long time ago.
What you talking about? What you say the girls were twerking off Phyllis Hyman?
Oh, yeah. Well, Alpha Male just spoiled that one.
I ain't know that one. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I know somebody that has first-hand experience. Shit. She tried to hook up with her. She was like, shit, bet you got the wrong one.
Damn.
Who?
Phyllis Hyman.
You know somebody tried to hook up with her?
No, the opposite. She tried to hook up with her.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you something else. I met a motherfucker, too, that LL Cool J tried to hook up with, and this is a dude.
Damn.
Yeah, LL Cool J, he is a faggot now. All that licking his lips and shit.
Yeah. See, I don't know if people believe me when I tell them to get into that business and to have any opportunity. Oh, you're going to do some faggot shit. I don't give a fuck who tells you otherwise. You're going to do some faggot shit. And then people be like, oh, you full of shit. Yeah, all right. It'll come out.
You know, damn.
And the only motherfucker that survived that still have brand recognition is not because of rap. It's because they started side businesses and shit like that. It has nothing to do with being still in that industry.
Yeah. That's why, what's his sister name? Jaguar Wright. She been coming out against that shit and exposed a lot of that shit.
Yeah, that's
a lesbian too. Ain't she a lesbian?
No, not recently.
I'm being serious. She was locked up, and she married a
she
woman.
Was.
Go look it up on YouTube.
She was in a mental institution. They had her like a mental. I thought I seen her and her husband.
No, she divorced his ass. She got her woman now.
Oh, goddamn.
Aria, I'm telling you, I'm not bullshitting with you. She got her damn wife down. When she got out the mental institution, she got her wife.
You saying
look
this been recent?
Shit up. Yeah.
Well, hold up. Now, this article says Jaguar Wright arrested days after making shocking allegations. It says the R&B singer was arrested after a physical altercation with her husband, who claimed she assaulted him at the barbershop.
Yeah, I remember.
But that look, hey, that was about a couple of months ago. She got out that motherfucker, and she was with a woman. I'm being serious with you. I ain't lying. Go on YouTube and look it up. Jaguar Wright, a lesbian. Go look it up. Go look it up. I'm being serious. I ain't making it up. Hey, I ain't making that shit up. Go look that shit up. She got out of the institution, and she's with a woman. And she actually beat up the woman, supposedly. But, yeah, I'm being serious, because I actually seen people goddamn follow that shit. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, because me, I wasn't really keeping up with this shit, but... Yeah, she actually, because I actually asked somebody else, because, you know, I don't follow that celebrity shit, Aria. I don't do that no more, but somebody I knew was like, look, Jaguar Wright out of jail, she was not out of the institute, she was a woman now, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I, you know, I'm just like, wait one second. You know? But, yeah, she was with a woman. She hooked up with a woman. She left that nigga. Yeah, so all that shit she talking is bullshit. I mean, she right by a lot of shit, but she playing around to all the people. Well, that's why I tell you, Aria, I mean, to tell you, celebrities is bullshit. That's why I stopped dealing with all that celebrity shit long time ago. All them people full of shit. I listen to my music, and that's it.
Damn.
Cold game. Hey, Aria, I'll be serious with you. I'll keep you on Summer Madness all day. I'll be at the barbershop like, I be fucked up with all these celebrities. I'm like, damn. Let me go listen to some Summer Madness. Dude, listen to Paul Hardcastle.
Damn, that's crazy. Yes, sir. It's a crazy mixed up world.
This is crazy though. This is some crazy shit.
Yeah, I gotta look at it. Oh, brother, have y'all seen that damn? I've been seeing videos all over, you know, but I be thinking it'd be some old videos. But The weather that's been going all over the world. But I see New York now, man, is under state of emergency. All that damn rainwater. Y'all seen that shit in Brooklyn and all that shit?
Oh, yeah.
The Lord getting rid of New York.
Man.
Get all them demonic ass people over there in New York. Shit.
Yeah, because I've been.
All them people.
Yeah, it's just. But I've been seeing a lot of stuff going on in. What's that goddamn place? Mecca? No, like I said, what I be seeing on Instagram, I be thinking they be like some old video. It said like they be posting like it's new. I'm like, maybe that's something old. You know how people be putting stuff up. But nah, it's like this stuff going all over the world. Because like not too long ago, somebody had Morocco had a 7-point magnitude, damn near 8-some magnitude earthquake. But I mean, Mecca been getting their ass tore up over there.
Because all that shit's false. All the idols and shit they worship ain't right.
Damn.
Yo, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Now, because I was curious about that Jaguar Wright shit.
Yes, sir.
This dude that was her husband, is that a dude?
Uh-oh. I don't know. I didn't even know nothing about her. My coworker started telling me about her, how she was exposing. So I don't really know too much about her, honestly.
Nah,
damn, Dave. You might have to help us out on that one.
So,
I was told she got out of the institution and became a lesbian.
What you talking about? Is that the one they say her husband? Is that a real dude, or is it like a Michelle Obama?
Something's real off.
I gotta look up. I gotta look this shit up. Where am
I
down?
I just did. They fucked me up with that one.
Alpha male. All I gotta see is. I don't follow that shit. I have buddies that I know that follow all that celebrity shit. And all I got to say is they said Jaguar Wright got out of the institution and was with a woman. I was like, ain't that some bullshit?
Man.
Jaguar Wright.
Who is
she? Because, yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking at some of her pictures now. Some of her younger pictures, she looked all right. But in some of them, she got that lesbian type.
She looks like a bull dandy.
Yeah,
she got that little mohawk. That little mohawk and that little pit bull looking face. She all face all butched up with no makeup on. Look just like a nigga.
I'm like you, Alpha Male. Hold up, man. I'm like you, bro. I'm looking at the hood, man. Motherfucker, that bro, he look fruity pebble, man. I'm seeing what you see.
Yeah.
He like one of them dudes that be voguing and shit. They be doing a little Vogue dance.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell up, bro?
He hanging out with Justice. He hanging out with Justice.
You sure? I'm showing the fuck here, bro. I ain't really never paid this thing, dude, but Almir don't raise a motherfucking question around here. Damn.
Hey, look. He might be. What is Justice on talking about? Michelle Obama? Shit! All these damn women ain't right.
Yo, I'm watching. Yeah. I ain't even listening. I'm watching the video. This motherfucker move like a bitch.
Damn, they got you sounding like water, Alpha Male.
Yeah.
They mess with your mic now.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You still doing it?
Okay, maybe I've been on here too long.
It sounds like that. I can't think what it's. We can hear you, but it's like the water, like sound, whatever it is. But yeah, I'm too busy. You got me. What's that for me? I think I heard you clear that time.
I was just watching a video.
There you go.
Of an interview with it. And he moved like a bitch.
Damn.
Hey, like I said, man, all of Michelle Obama's and all of them presidents and all the people, shit. What they call the wigs. They say they was wearing wigs in politics at one time. Shit. I don't put it past. Yeah. I think all the entertainers wear wigs. All of them got a different hairpiece. Shit.
But they, it was you that put me on to watch out for a motherfucker with a perfect beard.
Hey.
It was a perfect
beard. Hey, Alpha Male, I cut hair for a living.
Right.
I do hair. I was a hairstylist for a couple of years, and I'm going to tell you something. That's why I got out that industry. Shit. They was like, Dave, you know, you too rough on my head. I said, I got to go. I said, I got to go because I ain't going to be soft like a motherfucker because I ain't soft.
Dude, that look kind of, yeah.
Yeah, something's off, ain't it?
Yes,
sir. So, look, like he might be in the Capitals. He might be with a candy cane twerk. He might be up there, might be stomping around with candy cane twerk. Yeah. Talk about, what is that? All my love, peace and happiness. And what they always doing? They're talking about love.
Cause it's one, hey, look, it's one of these videos, the thumbnail man on here where he just looked, hell yeah, he looked.
Yeah.
Hey, you go look at them damn pep rally videos they be doing. They be talking about all my love. This shit ain't no love in that shit. People ain't right. Them people ain't right.
But you know, bitches love gay dudes, though. I seen them break their necks to go see that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I'm like, y'all just making it bad on everybody.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alpha Male, I feel. That's why I've been single. That's why I stay by myself, Alpha Male. Like I tell most guys, go get your blow up, dog. Said, go get your blow up, dog. These women, you don't know what these women is.
Shit, they probably got a blow up, dog. You got to watch them motherfuckers now. They probably come with two sexes on the blow up, dog. Penis and a vagina.
You know?
Fuck you up with that motherfucker.
Yeah, you go to blow it up, you be like, damn, I ordered a woman, not a donkey.
Hey, what is that pussy be fat? That's a little fat down there.
Well, got
a little ball down there.
I forget which movie it was, but the character said, "Don't have nothing in your life you ain't willing to walk away from in 15 minutes."
Damn. Yes, sir. I think we got about 2 minutes for this thing. We got about two more minutes live. We're recording, but it cut off, I think.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all good night because I got to go to work in the morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace, bro.
Hey, tomorrow I'm going to have a lecture for y'all. And trust me, I'm going to talk about all this shit.
Yeah.
And you know, Dave, Murray Dave's going to have something for you tomorrow.
Justin's going to come up to your barbershop and want somebody to play in his hair.
Hell no, I'm going to put him out my damn chair. He going to get the fuck out my chair.
Hey, he wants you to plait his hair like back in the day. He wants you to plait his hair.
Put a weave in that motherfucker.
Oh damn, that's right. We can't call him Moray David Israel anymore. We gotta call him Rabbi David Schultz.
Yeah.
Oh hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, Alpha Man, hell no. Hell no, nigga gonna get the fuck out of my chair.
You said that shit earlier. You said he gonna just be an old white Jewish man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what you said, Dave. It's on record.
Hey, Alpha Mill. See, you know what I meant by that is I ain't trying to be the black Hebrew Israelite.
You Weinstein, Goldberg.
Hey, Ariana, don't be talking shit now.
Hey, but you see, you know they want to take Whoopi Goldberg name because he said her name Jewish is Goldberg. They want to take her name when she made them, but it's an anti-Semitic shit. So, yeah.
Well, David Goldberg.
Yeah. Weinstein. No, you don't want to be Weinstein. That sounds like too much like Harvey Weinstein. You don't want to be no Weinstein.
Hell no.
Hell.
Be Edelstein.
Yeah. Hell no.
Edelstein.
All right, bro. I think it's that. Yes, sir. I think it's going to hang up. Now there you go. All right. Peace, fam. It's still.
All right. Peace.
I think it's over with, though. I think it's time for cold.
Shabbat slow.
God damn. All right. Peace. God.